The Don and Mike Show.
Who is dating Greg Kinnear, her teacher?
Oh, excuse me for a second, Charlie. Hold on.
Anytime you mention Greg Kinnear, that has that effect on it.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
When I used to watch Talk Soup, I would get awful diarrhea.
You had to leave the theater in As Good As It Gets.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
No one in the scene where he got beaten up.
I just made all over the place.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
You're all worthless and weak.
Between Liz and Dennis Murphy, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robin. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. New episode Thursday, July 20. Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. Well, they've finally come up with a way to make sure that the show ends on time today. They've done it. They've succeeded. You know, those bastards, they're sneaky.
Yep.
They've tried every possible way. They ask us nicely. They send us memos.
Mm-hmm.
They have stations threaten to cancel the contract. But today, they have finally figured out a way to ensure that the show will be over on time.
They're going
to
burn us out.
You know, they fixed the studios here
right.
at WJFK. They are trying very hard to give us state-of-the-art studios and equipment.
Yes, they are.
They're trying. The operative word is trying.
And for the most part, you know, generally they've kind of succeeded. The stuff is better than it was. However, when they were rewiring the lights and putting the new paneling in the walls, they crossed some wires with the air conditioning unit, and they burned out the compressor.
Yeah, for the air conditioning. So it is now 114 degrees in here.
What it means now is that everywhere else in this building...
Everywhere.
Every square foot,
except for the studio and Buzz's studio.
It is ice cold.
Right.
And it's much like on that old TV show, Batman,
right.
when Mr. Freeze would have his areas of cool,
yep.
and he would press a button, and a little like 4 foot by 4 foot area would be air conditioned.
Right.
It's exactly the opposite for us now. You mm-hmm. you walk out of the studio, and you walk into the hallway, and all of a sudden,
you're cold.
You can breathe, and it feels nice.
Yes.
But here in the main studio on the hotline to the hits...
I'm already exhausted.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I swear, my underpants are soaking wet.
I've already caught cold.
It is, it's just awful, so congratulations.
Way to go, guys.
They've succeeded in doing something that no one else has ever succeeded. They have assured everybody...
Yes.
...the fact that the show will run... absolutely on time today.
It is.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, there's no way, you know, unless we want to go work in the middle of an African jungle.
Right.
There's no way that we can work under these conditions. It's so goddamn hot in here.
It's very, very weird. You know, you have said that we have worked in a hotter studio, and we have worked in a hotter studio, but we haven't worked in a studio that's got this much mung happening in it. It is, it's very, right. Very strange.
It always smells like urine when it gets this warm.
And, you know, we're like David Letterman. We like to have that studio 55 degrees. Nobody likes it cooler in this building
than
we do.
We love it cold.
Always have.
We love it cold, and we love it cold year-round, outside,
right.
When the temperature's 20, the temperature in here, the air conditioning is still pumping out.
We come in all layered up because we like it cold in here.
Yeah, and today's just awful. So, listen, don't blame us when the show ends on time today.
Right.
You know, blame the good engineers of WJFK.
I think I'm dizzy.
Well, I know one thing you're not dizzy about, Mike.
Yes.
And that's the fantastic thank you that we must give to everybody who listens to this show in the D.C. metro area. Because,
oh,
you know,
baby.
As disappointed, as disillusioned, as suicidal as we were last week.
I want to do my impression of Buzz applauding.
Okay.
This is Buzz.
No, I joined in because it was so lame. It was so weak. It needed more.
Well, you know, normally we can conjure up a bit more buzz, but
right?
Frankly, you know,
it's the heat.
Yeah, it's the heat taking us. What was he doing? He was just
he was waiting to join the applause, and he wasn't sure whether there was going to. I've done it too.
Right.
I wasn't sure whether, you know, you weren't sure whether there was going to be in the hand was, and I was like, come on, Buzz.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
Well, listen, as down as we were last week when we got our New York ratings, which, as we mentioned, could not suck enough.
That's true.
We got our Washington, D.C. Spring Arbitron ratings in today.
Yes.
And once again, you, the greatest listeners, the people that we would be nowhere without, have rewarded us.
Yeah.
You know what? You've done it again.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And I swear to God, we appreciate it. You know, a lot of people don't admit to the ratings company that they listen to this show.
But enough of you do where it's A-okay. Wait a minute. General Manager Alan Linewand is now walking into the studio here. What is going on here?
What is he? He has a little fan.
Gift bag. Oh, there's a fan.
What the hell is that? Oh, he actually brought you a fan,
a
Mike.
A personal fan. You got one too, right. Don. You got a personal fan back there.
Some rags from Tiffany & Company.
Tiffany & Company. Wow.
That's always a good sign.
Oh, wow.
It is a good sign. My goodness.
Oh, really? Hey, is this the first ratings book under the Linewand regime?
I believe so.
Good start, Alan.
What could we possibly want from Tiffany, though?
That's interesting.
I mean, it's not booze and it's not cigars, right?
Got the car.
Let's see. This is nicely gift wrapped.
Oh, well, you know what, Alan? Now, look at this. This is a man.
Oh, baby, wow. Alan Linewand.
This is a man after my own heart.
Oh, my goodness.
Alan Linewand, way to go.
A man who, in the great tradition.
You're the man. That's good.
Alan, thank you.
In the great tradition of Alan Goodman.
Man, that is a tradition that has been revisited. I'm applauding our general manager.
Alan Linewand has just come in and given us cash money.
That is a good day, and it was a good surprise, too.
Very nice.
Boy, now I'm really starting to sweat. Nice job.
Oh, and some wonderful martini glasses.
Oh, man.
From Tiffany.
Wow.
Oh, very nice.
And I got a sterling silver Swiss Army knife as well.
What did you get from Tiffany, Mike?
I got some great glasses, too. Some, you know, for my Irish whiskey. The two alcoholics opening their glass. Oh, man. Crystal. Oh, this is, hey, man. This is, what's that? Keep going.
Keep going. Right. What else is in there for you, Mike? Open it up.
Hold on. Keep going.
I want to make sure no one gets the cash.
Of course.
I'm sorry, no one gets the cash. There you go. All right. Hold on a second.
Let me make sure we got the same amount of cash.
All right.
Did you get this much cash?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Way to go. We are so cheap and so easily bought, and it's so wonderful. All right, hold on. I'm open. I'm trying to get this open here. Here we go.
Wow. What else did you get besides that glass?
No, it's something heavy. It's a... Oh, a little decanter.
Oh, man, I'll keep this right in the studio. This is fantastic, Alan. That is great.
Hey, on behalf of the entire staff here, guys, you're terrific, and thank you.
Wow.
And once again, you just keep reinventing yourself, so thank you.
Hey, thank you, Alan. Thank you for the martini glasses.
Lot,
thank you for the money.
Wow.
Thank you for everything. Fix the air conditioning, please.
Please, fix the freaking air conditioning. I'll get a fish.
Oh, man, thank you very much, Alan. Really.
Thank you.
That was a hell of a night. Thank you very much. That's terrific.
That was wonderful.
What thank a wonderful
you.
Tradition.
There you go. God. Now you've started a dangerous precedent.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. Keep it coming every ratings book, Al.
Wow.
You know, Ken would call me up. That would be it. Ken would call and say, well, you're number one.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's his own little, his own, putting his own little mark on.
Alan Limon.
Right? Alan Limon.
Coming in with some cash today.
Nice touch.
Some cash and some nice drinking utensils.
That is really, really nice. That's very, we didn't do any, and you know the nicest thing about it, you and I came in here, absolutely no expectations of anything happening.
No,
today.
No, I thought it was like always, where they just take us for granted. Well, thank you, but listen, really, you know, I will gladly take the money, mm-hmm. and I will gladly take the martini glasses, mm-hmm. but the thanks really does go to you guys.
Absolutely.
Because every time we have a great ratings book, they always say to us, okay, that's great, but we think that really, what are you doing, clinking your glasses together?
Thank you, people of Washington.
They do say, now you've done great, but keep in mind, mm-hmm. at some point, you're going to top out.
Yeah.
At some point, it's going to level off.
Can't last forever.
But you know what? Still ain't leveled off, Mike.
No, it hasn't. It
we're, up these, yeah. we're number one again. These numbers are up again. We're up half a point. We're back. Of all of the demographics that the ratings company gives us, we're way back up. We're number one in 32 out of 50 demographics.
Man, that is just wonderful news.
In 15 of those demographics, our audience has rewarded us with a 10 share or higher.
All right.
So
fantastic. Way to go.
Listen, as down as we were last week about New York, we're just overly enthusiastic today.
Yeah, because this is home, and we really appreciate it.
So thank you, everybody in D.C. You know, we wouldn't have it without you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you've made us a number one, 18 to 49 adults, 18 to 54 adults, 18 to 64 adults, all adults 25 and above, 25, 34, 25, 44, 25, 49, 25 to 54, 25 to 64. This is the goddamn most listened to radio show in the Washington, D.C. market.
I don't know who was mentioning it to me. I forgot who it was. It might have been a salesperson, but somebody was telling me that at this stage of the game, as we get these number one ratings and they're starting to pile up a little bit, that we're actually blazing some trails here for, you know, certainly for afternoon shows, but for overall shows in Washington, D.C., as far as a track record and a history of number one ratings. And we appreciate it. The people in Washington, D.C., you've done that for us, and we're eternally grateful.
Yes, as a matter of fact, and this I really do mean, I was just given $250 in cash by the general manager.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give away $50 right now.
I have to match that. That's my job.
That's great.
I'm going to give that away right now. To the first person who calls on a line that's not already on hold. So let's wait for that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's wait for line 4, line 7, line 10, line 1 up. There we go. Think we have a wiener.
It is.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Please, for the love of God, turn down your radio.
It's all the way down.
Beautiful. What is your name?
My name is Mark.
You live in the D.C. area?
Yes, I do.
You okay? Well, Mark, right out of our pockets, enjoy two crisp new $50 bills.
Fantastic.
One,
you guys are the best.
One fifth of our ratings bonus,
right,
we give to you.
And you know what's also great is that we're doing that Las Vegas-style show coming up next Wednesday.
Oh, and that's going to be a gigantic thank-you party.
Yeah, we'll have to think of something special to do for everybody.
Yeah.
We really should.
But don't count on everybody getting $50, okay?
I don't think so.
No. We ain't that rich. But you, my friend, listen, we'll have it for you at the front desk.
Thank you very much.
Two brand-new $50 bills with Hugh Grant on the face of both of them.
Hello, yes, there's my
I've been listening to you guys forever, Don. I've been listening to you, BM, and it's always the best.
Well, thank you. Listen, I mean, I don't know how else to explain how fantastic this is. And just to let everybody know, there's no way we could achieve this without you. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Very much. And as we say every time, you reward us with these great, great numbers. What it really means is for the next 3 months, no one will try to tell us how to run the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, it makes working in 110-degree weather a little more palatable.
Yeah, right.
And really, that's what you bought us, is three more months of freedom.
That's the way it works.
Because it's three more months till the next set of ratings come out.
That's great.
So now, for the next 3 months, in essence, we have a free pass.
Beautiful.
And this is how we work it from ratings period to ratings period to ratings period.
In a perfect world, of course, you would think, well, you get as much time that you were number one, and then, of course, you wouldn't have a care in the world. But
no.
It doesn't work that way.
No.
What have you done for me lately?
It's book to book to book. So thank you again, DC. We do appreciate it. You're the greatest. And we will have something mucho special
right
at the Las Vegas Style Show for you next Wednesday night at Club Element.
Good.
Now, also, before we get on with the show today, I don't want anybody to tune in tomorrow or Monday and think that we busted a fuse and that we quit. Right. We do have two extra vacation days. We're going to take them tomorrow and Monday. So just so you know that, mm-hmm. up front, we haven't walked out. We haven't quit.
No yelling.
Things are fine.
No yelling.
We do have a full show for you today. I'll start with, before we get to all of the Survivor stuff, of which, incidentally, we were correct about.
Yeah, yes. We broke that story.
Just to give you a quick update on Bart in Spain, mm-hmm. that he arrived.
Good.
He's fine. He's met the family.
Good.
They're nice.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to the family as much as we could, keeping in mind that they really don't speak English and
right.
we really don't speak Spanish. We were speaking kind of that Spanglish.
Okay.
Which is that half English, half Spanish
right.
combination,
mm-hmm.
but he is doing great and has arrived safely in Spain, and Mommy and I made it through the first night last night.
Good. So I guess your fears are now calmed. You don't have to worry about it. If you had someone pick up the phone and go,
he cannot come to the phone.
Yeah,
he's right. in the barn making wine.
No, you know, we'll worry, as I mentioned yesterday, like every parent worries
sure.
every second of every day, but
right.
But actually today there was something that was I don't want to say it was like getting freedom, but it was a newfound feeling that we had when we got up, when we realized that, you know, we can do whatever we want to do. And then we both did what we do every day.
I mean, the exact right. same routine.
The exact same thing.
Nothing changed at all.
Nothing different. You know, we had our breakfast. We did our sit-ups. She went out to get her nails done. I sat by the telephone, looking at the telephone, waiting for the ratings to come in.
Right.
Argue with a guy about my car.
Yep.
Nothing's changed. Everything's absolutely the same.
There you go.
So he's doing great. And now about the old Survivor.
Yes. Oh, man, I tell you, it was pretty exciting to see it come true, to see that the people at the CBS
exactly.
website really screwed the pooch.
Yeah, and the story right here on the front page of USA Today, although, of course, we get no mention.
No, and it was, you know, in my opinion, this story was downplayed. I mean, they put so much of this crap on the front page screaming at everybody, but this one they buried. Even though it was the front page, it was, I think, too small an item.
It says, the program was spoiled for many net-savvy viewers by CBS.com's inadvertent posting of the episode summary 5 hours before the show aired in the Eastern time zone.
I think enough people are plugged into the net now where that should have been a bigger story.
Yeah.
I really do, because I think a lot of people had their you know, show spoiled. It was just funny that everybody knew. They make such a big deal about that.
I didn't mind knowing that it was spoiled.
No.
I looked forward to it, and
right.
as the show progressed, it became apparent that either Greg or Jenna
yep.
was going to get voted off, because, you know, that's how they kind of splice the show together, since they already know what's going to happen.
At the end of the show, Jenna sure looked like she thought she was
well, you know, they stacked the deck, because they get it so that midget in the Banana Republic shorts, he pulls out the first name, Jenna.
Right.
Jenna.
Sure.
So that you think you're being screwed on that, but
yeah.
then, you know, only he knows that the next six all say Greg.
Right. And I think the big question from the end of the show, and I only saw the second half of the show, but at the very end, was he legitimately crying or
no,
not?
No.
You think it was a goof?
Yeah, he's been a big faker from the very beginning. I thought the first time we saw him, you remember how annoyed America was when he had the shell phone.
The coconut phone, right.
I thought from that very moment that his whole goal was to try to get his own TV show, because he hammed it up the whole time he was there.
Good luck. I don't think the UPN network is going to be knocking at his door. The best part of the show, Mike, the part that you missed,
right.
the first half hour, where they had the videotapes from home.
Oh.
First off, someone should give Susan a razor, because she has more hair under her arms now than I do under mine. When they showed the videotape of Susan's husband, now
right.
you look at her, the truck driver,
mm-hmm.
and you think, you know, big, strong, dykey type. I bet you've imagined in your mind what her husband must look like.
Kind of a rugged guy, big guy.
There could be no way that you could picture. This guy is Rob Grippy plus 100 pounds. Easily. This guy, I'm not kidding, minimum 400 pounds on this
really?
Guy.
Yes.
As he is just lounging on the couch. Hi, we can't do miss you. We miss you a lot, Stewhead.
Big Man Club.
Oh. And then they played it perfectly at the very end. They played the videotapes for everybody to see. You see Rudy's wife holding the grandkid. You see Jervis's girlfriend with the baby.
Right, right.
And they go through everybody on the island. Richard's kid's there, the kid that he got mad at, you know, for not losing
sure.
weight. Then they get to the very end, and that prick host turns to Jenna and he says, "And Jenna, I'm sorry we didn't receive a tape from your family."
Oh, no.
And then she starts with the...
I mean,
she really starts blowing. I mean, snot
dripping down her nose. What a horrible thing for her family to do.
Yeah.
I mean, they really went to the families and say, every other person is going to get one of these things. We really need you to help us out.
She really missed her two daughters. That was the thing she was really counting on seeing them. And then that was crushed.
She has kids.
Oh, my God.
And then she was hoping she'd get voted off the island, and her hopes built up as they voted Jenna, 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 and then boom, she's stuck there again.
Is there a daddy at home for Jenna?
Haven't heard about
it. Don't know.
Oh.
Don't know. But
I hope so. What the hell are they? How old are her kids?
They're young girls. I don't know who's caring for them.
Again, we don't know because there was no videotape. I mean, the producers of this show are very smart.
Right.
In that just as you begin to hate somebody or you grow tired of somebody, mm-hmm. they showed the other side, you know, like showing the families
right.
made all of the people left on the island suddenly a lot more likable. Even that prick Greg with his
yes.
with his goofy sister.
Oh, man, she's weird.
You know, that's credence, though, to the one thing I said to my wife last night. As I was watching a promo at the end of Survivor, they had a promo for Big Brother. And, you know, it all ran together, and you see all these people. And I think what the common thread that joins all of these people, I don't think you'll find more self-absorbed individuals anywhere in the world.
True.
I think these people...
Well, maybe here.
Maybe
in this studio.
And in any area of performance, you know, like me, you know, like Oprah swimming in Lake Mead. But these people, that's the thing. These people are into themselves more than anybody could ever be. And I think that's why they abandon, you know, loved ones, and they go on these shows, and they just, they do it. And it's not like they're leaving for some choice job that's going to benefit their family.
And Jenna, I'm sorry. We received no tape from your family.
There you go.
We contacted them. We received no tape.
Perhaps the family not 100% supportive of mommy running away and leaving the children for that length of time.
And although last night was a great episode, there was one thing that I hated about it, is that I have to give everybody a dollar because the CBS website was...
Thank you, Rob.
There you go. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. That means, Mike, you and I then today have a net profit of $201.
You know, because we had the $200 in my pocket, I let Rob keep the dollar.
Oh, I'll take it then.
There you go.
I'll take it. I'll walk out with $202 today. That's fine with me. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, it's Amber. Hello. From Reston.
Yes, hello, Amber.
Congrats on your ratings. It's very awesome.
Well, thank you, Amber. You live in D.C.?
I'm in Alexandria.
Close enough. Well then, thank you.
This is Amber Lynn, one of the Lynn sisters.
All right.
Exactly.
Oh, the anal workout.
Yes, that was Ginger Lynn's anal workout.
Right. Yes, Amber.
Jenna had those children out of wedlock. She was, I think, 20. She's unmarried. They're twins.
Who's taking care of the babies?
I don't know. Probably parents.
Grandma, I think.
Grandma?
Yeah. Well, Grandma always takes care of the babies. Always takes care of the babies when there's no daddy around.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it seems to be an American tradition that Grandma, you know, they've done their job raising a child. So what better way to say thank you for that than to saddle Grandma with newborns?
Babies having babies.
Absolutely, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I just want to congratulate you on being number one. And also to congratulate you on that news breaking on the Survivor. I have faith in you guys.
Thank you. We got no credit for that yesterday. And actually, again, the credit should not go to us.
Yeah.
The credit goes to the people who listen to the show. And just think, that poor schmuck, when he originally called in yesterday,
right?
We were both ready to cut his head off because we were sure that he was lying until he read to us from the actual webpage.
I don't think any show is harder on its listeners, and any show has better listeners. I think, you know, it's a two-way street. There are days we take a lot of crap, but there are also days when we get something like that was a real gem. And, you know, no credit, of course, interest given in the mainstream media.
And don't you think that internet incident adds credence to the theory earlier this week about the red X's and about Jervis being the great winner?
Yeah, it does. You know, I had that exact same thought, Buzzy. Yeah, maybe so. You know, maybe the people at CBS really aren't that stupid.
Yeah. And in that case, because it's not like they could go back and change the ending.
No.
It's not like they shot five different endings of this thing. So I do feel a little more optimistic that the Jervis will be the last guy standing. But you never know with that. You know, that's a lot more subtle than that. That was just 5 hours earlier revealing on the website. Here's the summary.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
God bless Don and Mike, and God bless your listeners that don't have anything else to do other than sit in front of a computer all day. This is a guy in Greenville that had the bet.
Oh, with your wife about, you had a sex bet with your wife about Survivor, right?
And Don, I took your advice. And
did you get the old BJ?
Well, I'll tell you, her reaction when the vote was finalized was very much like that of Greg's.
She cried.
Realizing
that horrible task she had to take care of.
Was she crying as you grabbed her hair and pulled her head towards your groin?
You understand, last night she had a toothache.
Right.
So we compromised. She tied me up, blindfolded me, and spanked me like the bad boy I am.
Oh, there's a...
I would have thought Buzz would have suggested that.
No, not into that.
Whatever. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
That was his first choice anyway.
Pardon me?
Oh, nothing. But Greg, that guy last night, he was definitely just playing around and crying because if you were listening to him, he was all goofing on everybody. Like, oh, bye-bye, bat yummy.
All right.
Stick and hold.
Thank you.
He was funny.
That's Greg's brother calling.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Jenna is a lesbian.
What? Really? How do you know that?
Because actually, I called you guys when you were in New York last week, but your guy there that answered the phone said you guys had already talked about it, even though I didn't hear you talk about it. But last week on the show, that part where Rudy walked away and said, oh, I hate it when they talk about this sex stuff and all that.
Right.
There was a quick snippet right before that where they're sitting around the fire, and she says, I got this girl naked in the back of my Jeep, and I jumped on top of her, and it was amazing.
Well, she's not all the way lesbian, because at least one guy did it to her, if she has kids.
3:34 Eastern time, though, the first time homosexuality mentioned on today's show.
Not in Mike's show.
A little slow.
Hello, you're on the air.
Radio God.
Hi there.
I'm calling about Survivor.
Yes.
Last night they revealed the final four in the opening series of clips. As they were showing the series of clips to open up the episode, they showed a tribal council with four members in it.
All right, and who were the four members?
Sean, Jervis, Rudy, and Colleen. So if anybody taped it, rewind it to the beginning of the episode and then put it in slow-mo and check it out.
Would they be that stupid? You know,
this is true. We got the greatest listeners in the world.
You know, based on what they did yesterday with the website, I wouldn't doubt it. Sure. And keep in mind that Rob picked up, like on the second episode, that Rudy lasted long into the show because in the opening credits, Rudy had like a full beard.
Absolutely.
And in the beginning part of the show when he was clean shaven.
It's amazing.
So maybe you're right. All right. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Congratulations on the ratings. Hey, sorry it's so hot in there.
Yeah, and it's
Gulag-like studio, which, by the way, I have seen, and that headstone is awesome.
As a matter of fact, it is so hot in here. It is so hot in here.
Hot is it? So
I saw a robin dipping his worm in his tea. We are going to do a break now.
All right.
Give me 2 seconds.
What?
I'm a native New Yorker.
Yes.
And I want to put a word into my brothers and sisters back in the New York area. I'm telling these people, please listen to the show, and you'll get it in drive time, which is when you want it. You don't know how good the show is until you hang on. You've got to listen to the singing super salesman from Brooklyn, Mr. Tim McQueen.
All right, good luck. Get out of here, please. Clear these lines. Get a call number 100.
All right.
I am actually perspiring.
Yes, I can see that.
I'm looking forward. Look at it. I'm wearing a great T-shirt. You can see my sweat.
I'm looking forward to the commercial break to go in and actually get a breath of air.
My BO is stench. It's stenchy. It stinks.
It's nasty.
I mean, I love perfuming myself up before we do a show, and now it's ruined.
Yeah, but think of this not as a radio show today. Think of us as we're down in the boiler room of the Titanic.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
My mascara's running. I'm a mess. My pantyhose are drooping.
I told you not to wear them today.
You're not going
to
do what Richard did on Survivor, are you?
What is that?
Go naked?
Yeah. Well, no. Absolutely not, Buzz. Clear the lines. You're going to call 100. Start today with your shot at $500 for the secret sound. 877-365-3636. This early break brought to you by our malfunctioning air conditioner. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'll tell you, it was really hot today. It was worth the trip in, wasn't it? Just it was tough. It was so hot today, I saw a robin dipping his worm in nest tea. It was so hot today, I saw a pigeon walking in the shadow of Orson Welles. It was so hot today that Burger King was singing, "If you want it your way, cook it yourself."
With Johnny, America's favorite turgid talkers, Don and Mike.
Impressively hot in this studio, isn't it?
It is not the temperature as much as the lack of oxygen.
And there's a real humidity in the air. Yeah. It's like broadcasting from inside some guy's tennis shoe.
If I can paint the picture, what we have is a completely non-functioning air conditioner. So there's no cool air coming in. And you combine that with the new studio, which has put up very thick sound insulation, which basically is like doing the show from inside of a mitten.
And there's a lot more equipment in here. A lot more equipment that is also generating heat.
Yes,
it's
right.
It's pretty
interesting because it's you know, we both went out in the hallway during the break and it was more like,
you know, but unfortunately, I don't like the people around here enough.
Yeah.
And that was the battle that I was fighting during the commercial.
To linger out there.
Yeah, because normally during the spots, I just hide in the studio. Mm-hmm. I just stay in the studio and I just kick back and I talk with Rob or I talk to my wife on the telephone.
Right.
Well, now, you know, because of the heat situation,
mm-hmm.
I have to leave the studio. And of course, I have to leave the studio. That means that all the people that I normally don't like talking to.
You know, why don't you come with me next time? Because, you know, I do it every break.
And I know you do it. And
I'll introduce you.
No, that is the difference between you and me. I like the fact that I don't know half the people that work. And frankly, the ones that I do know, I don't want to talk to them either.
I, too, am frightened by the new people. And we've had a rash of new hirings recently, and there are lots of new people.
There are two different categories of new sales guys they've hired. There's like three or four guys who look like Regis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then there's three or four guys who look like the dad on Malcolm in the Middle.
Absolutely.
There's like eight of them. There's four of each kind walking around with their suspenders and their power ties on.
It's incredible. In the blink of an eye, these new guys coming in. All accomplished salespeople, according to Tim McRae.
Right. As soon as I went out of the hall to gasp a little cool air, immediately I was accosted by David Heinlein with his Time Life operator hands-free phone headset.
They don't see you. They get excited. They see me all the time. See, I've been out there so long that I can walk the hallways freely and nobody even cares.
Hello. Don Mike. Hello, who's this?
Hunter Caller.
Right, yeah, what's your name?
Mark Stockton.
Mark from Stockton, California. Mark, you won the WWF prize pack. WWF Fully Loaded live on pay-per-view this Sunday night at 8. Everybody, please call Cox Communications or Comcast pay-per-view to order, okay?
Yay.
Now you go for the big bucks for $500. Your clue is somebody came dangerously close yesterday.
Ooh.
Really dangerously close. Mm-hmm. Someone was kind of close 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, one of the guesses was just closer than a sea hair. I mean, that's how close, how really close.
That's quite a hint right there.
Closer than a nun's sea hair.
Boy,
that close.
That close.
So we'll play you the sound now. Give you the opportunity to think about it for 15 seconds. Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
What?
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. A common everyday sound that perhaps would not be heard in every home in our listening area, but in quite a few.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah.
was sweat pouring down my brow. What is it for $500?
I'm trying to remember what yesterday's was. It.
So am I, actually. I really am.
What is it?
VCR tape being slid into a VCR?
No.
Oh.
No, but thank you. And remember, every guest is a clue for you.
For you.
Now, I think I got something bubbling in my pants.
You mean, oh, really?
Yeah, there's no way that I could do that. I'm sorry, there's no way.
The humidity?
Yeah, that'd be nasty.
Yeah, I get the feeling if I tried to squeeze out a fart, that I might have a little dollop in my pants.
Don't
I really think so. It's got to be the humidity.
Yeah, the humidity is.
That is wreaking havoc on my butt area right
What's
now.
What's amazing is outside, it's actually quite nice. We've actually had a bit of a relief from
our
heat
wave. Oh, you mean outside the building?
Outside.
Yeah,
outside the building.
It's like 78 today.
Yeah, I know the Deep South's still in the middle of that heat wave, but you know, here in Washington, D.C., we've got a little relief from it, and you know, not here. It's really interesting.
I mean, no lie. The temperature in the studio is 106.
Mm-hmm.
That is the temperature in the studio. Coincidentally, it's also our dial position.
There you go.
Hello, John and Mike's show.
Hi. I'd like to first say congratulations on your arbitrage ratings.
Well, thank you. And thank you for giving those to us.
Yeah, and I'd also like to share a bit of news with you. This is probably the worst case of incest I've ever heard.
Worst case of incest?
Yes. I will tell you. Some 24-year-old kid had sex with this 44-year-old mother, and that's not bad enough. He knocked her up.
Well, now, where are you getting this from?
Well, actually, I was listening to Stern this morning, and
that's
been in the news.
That is a disqualification.
Yeah, can't mention other radio shows. We've made that very clear.
Disqualification, and it's not because we don't want to, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
It's because that disc jockey has issued an edict throughout
right.
the company
yes.
that no one can say his name. And we did receive the memo about that.
We are sorry.
We're being held to that same standard.
Mm-hmm.
Why that is, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he's threatened by other disc jockeys talking about him when it seems he's made his career out of talking about other disc jockeys.
You wouldn't think it'd be a big deal.
But, you know, it is to him.
Why, I have no idea.
It is to him. I get, you know, but then again, you mm-hmm. know, what can you get from a guy who pays $200 for a guy to call the show
oh.
and pretend he's killing cats? I mean, you know, he's kind of losing it.
Sure.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Hey, Sammy.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
You know, I've been down in Disney World. We had the Huff family reunion down there this year.
You did? How was it?
I tell you what, it was great. We did a sort of spin-off on the Survivor thing with the...
Hello?
Hello. Thought I lost you there for a minute, guys.
Yeah, no, you know what? This is a first. I'm going to hang up on the Sam Huff guy.
Yeah, it's just too hot.
He didn't come with enough today. I think he was waiting for us to punctuate and help him with his story.
And we really weren't prepared to do that as much as we normally do today.
Sorry, you got to understand. We're operating at like maybe 80% today.
Yes, Sam, but try again. Please do.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I was wondering if you can hook me up with a guy for a date.
Hook you up with a guy? Are you a homo?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Come on, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I'm 100% flaming.
You are not a homo.
Yes, I am.
Now, I get the impression we'd hook this guy up with a date and be like that scene in Boogie Nights.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not a homo.
Yes, I am a homo. I've never seen Boogie Nights.
Well, Boogie Nights is when he gets picked up when he's down on his luck and he's actually turning tricks with men in Hollywood. And he gets picked up in this car and they end up using it as an excuse to gay bash him and just, beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, I don't think you're a homo.
Huh?
I don't think you're a homo.
I am.
Really? Tell me about the gay lifestyle you lead.
Huh?
Tell me about the gay lifestyle you lead.
Basically, I'm just quiet, conservative. I'm not one of these guys that goes bar hopping or anything. I'm just conservative, straight acting, and I like, I'm most like men.
You like anal?
I prefer giving than receiving.
Well, like Homo Joe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You like receiving?
No, he said he likes receiving. Homo Joe likes giving.
No, he said he likes giving.
Oh, he likes giving more than receiving.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, you know what? No, I don't think so. And I'm gonna paint with another one of my broad strokes of stereotyping here that I believe most all gays are very well spoken. That I believe that most gay people are not as countryfied. Mm-hmm. And I mean, even if you go down to L.A., like lower Alabama.
That's an interesting new stereotype.
I would think that even the gays down there.
I'm not one of those West Coast flames.
Would be more sophisticated than this guy is.
I think we should write that down in the stereotype book.
Yes.
All gays are articulate.
Most all gays.
Most all gays.
Most all gays.
Are articulate.
Are articulate. Thank you. Goodbye. Sorry. Got to disqualify.
And articulate.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Articulate.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. My name is Marcus, and I was wondering, would you like to make a donation to my tuition for school?
Based on the fact that we got that bonus from Alan Limewand?
No, I was calling around earlier today, and I was asking different radio stations would they help me out.
Really? Did any other radio stations help you?
No, I called one radio station, and they joked about it.
What station did you call?
It was 93, I think.
What school are you going to?
Art Institute of Philadelphia.
Hmm. It's expensive, right? Expensive tuition for that school?
Yeah, it's in $52,000.
I'll give you
really.
I'll give you 50 cents.
Okay.
You want 50 cents?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you 50 cents too.
Hold on, Mike's got a message for you right now.
50 cents. Plus
hold on.
Shame.
Hold on. Wow.
My goodness.
That's a good humid one, Mike. That's a good one.
Thank you very much.
That fart brought to you by Egar's, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Yes.
www.egars.com.
Well,
there you go.
How's that?
And you know what? With a lack of any fresh air in here,
I know.
That is a killer fart.
That's nasty.
That really, yeah. That is now wafting through my nostrils.
Yes, there is.
The smell of your...
Thank you.
Of your nether region.
Thanks so much. That's a quiz sandwich.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, fantastic. Oh. Sorry about that, guys. No ventilation in here.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
No, really. So, wait, you called one of the black stations?
Yeah.
And what did they do? They laugh at you?
The lady was, she put me on hold, and I was sitting for about two commercial things, and then she came on the phone, she...
Then you decided to try to call Whitey.
She was laughing.
Time to call the white devil.
So you've been accepted. Have you been accepted to the Art Institute of Philadelphia?
Yes.
Is this an accredited school? Is this a famous school? I don't know, I'm not familiar with this
school. Yeah, it's a real good school.
Well, what about your mommy and daddy?
They're helping me out also.
Good. Now, what are you looking for, really? What are you strapped for right now? How much do you need?
Just enough for my, at least for my housing would be good, just for the,
Well, how much is that?
That's, $1,400.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Goodbye. See you later.
$1,400.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I mean, I just gave some guy $50 out of my pocket,
yeah.
And Mike did the same.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I would have given that guy a little more, but $1,400.
I gave my dollar back to Rob, too.
Yeah.
Jesus. You know, get a can and go stand on the 14th Street Bridge. Come on, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
When is your crap detector going to go off about the Survivor show? When they had the,
You know, it's so funny when you hear somebody say, the Survivor. When is your crap detector going to go off about the Survivor? You mean the Survivor show?
That's right.
Yeah, it's one show. What about it? You think it's on the fix?
Okay, when they had the separate tribes, each week it alternated back and forth. The team that lost the person.
It did not.
It did.
It did not. As a matter of fact, at one point, one tribe had, was it two more people than the other tribe had?
Yes.
Now, right. First week, Rudy's team lost Sonya. The next week, it went to Jervis's team. They lost BB.
Oh, please. It's too hot to argue this with you. This
it went to
asinine call. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Katie, and I wanted to have my first lesbian experience on your show. I was hoping I could do it at the Las Vegas Style Show next Wednesday.
Katie, that would be fine. We would be glad to have you. At least you could start your first lesbian experience at our Las Vegas Style Show.
That, of course, would be an incredibly passionate kiss and perhaps a grope or two.
I'm very heterosexual, but I've always wanted to try.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to do it on your show.
Well, of course. Maybe, as Mike just said, maybe you could, you know, tongue wrestle a girl and then maybe, you know, she could feel you up on stage.
You need to pick...
I'm so up for that.
You can pick a generic lesbian out of the audience or, you know, we always bring our own to every show. And she's
okay.
A great icebreaker.
Or, you know what, maybe even, heck, as long as we're talking about a stage show.
Yes.
Where anything goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even with all the nudity statutes and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
Who's to say that someone, you know, a young girl couldn't
put her hand down. You know, this girl's pants.
Yeah, well, you know, we only know when we get there. We'll find out.
Try a finger sandwich.
Are they going to be really strict in D.C.?
I don't know. They're not always really strict. Hold on a second, honey. We have a lesbian online for you already.
Wow. Look at this.
Okay. Not surprised.
See if you can guess who it is, Mike.
I have a sneaking suspicion one of my favorite people's calling.
Is it Big Cheryl Dyke?
Yes, it's Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to congratulate you on your ratings.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl.
And I wanted to also tell you that this is one of your articulate gays on the phone with you.
Absolutely. Right.
Most all gays are articulate.
Yes, we are. Absolutely articulate. And I want to tell you also that I watched the Survivor show for the first time last night based on you guys talking about it so much, and I enjoyed it.
Cheryl, hold on. Mike has a message.
Oh, thank you.
This is just
honored.
For you, I believe.
I'm honored. I'm not so honored.
Not enough to be sponsored, man.
I wish I had been on the phone when you did your last one.
Sorry, just a little dollop.
I know.
Would have been blessed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, listen, Cheryl, would you be willing to break this girl in at the Vegas show?
There's another lesbian on the phone? I missed that.
There's a heterosexual woman who wants to try a lesbian experience.
We could do the challenge, sure.
Katie?
Yeah?
Katie, how would you feel about Cheryl?
I'm up for it.
You're up?
She's up for it.
She's up for it.
I'm so up for it.
Well, then I'm up for it, too.
And Cheryl, I believe that she might even let you, you know, feel her up and maybe feel her down.
Good.
Right?
I'll make sure I never report at home what is going on at these shows.
Oh, are we in a committed relationship now?
We have been for a year.
Oh, a year. That's
a year.
I forgot you got that special someone.
Well, it's, you
I
know,
got a special someone, but she lets me do the antics with you guys because she knows how much it means to me.
Right. You tell her it's just part of the show, part of the act.
Part of the act, and she knows that.
All right. Well, Katie, we know who Cheryl most resembles. Let me ask you, who do you most resemble, Katie? Who's the celebrity?
Probably Rosanna Arquette.
Okay, the challenge is on, you guys.
All right. We will see both of you guys next Wednesday night at the Las Vegas Style Show.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I would like to hump Don's leg like a rabbit mongoose and have sex with Mike with a pocket rocket. Thank you.
Well, he didn't stay on the line. He might have gotten his wish.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I now love the Emmy people and I hate them. The reason I hate them is because...
Who do you hate?
The Emmy people.
Oh, the Emmy nominations came out today, right?
Yes, they did.
Didn't The Sopranos get a bunch of them?
Oh, yes, it did.
All right, good. That's good.
The reason I hate them, because they nominated your favorite cow, Tyne Daly.
You know what that is? That is a Mercy nomination.
Absolutely.
Because there's no way that pig's going to win an Emmy award. That's a Mercy nomination.
And the reason I love them, because... they honored the late Nancy Marshall.
Mm-hmm. Hey, they did. That's good.
Yes, they did.
She deserved it. She deserved it for The Sopranos alone. I mean, and, you know, we were talking about watching the old episodes, and they're just, I'm addicted to it again.
Yeah.
I really am. You know, you go by The Sopranos, and enough time has passed, maybe they knew what they were doing.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don.
Yes.
Reporting in from California. Jesus H. Christ, that fart Mike let. Oh, my God, it's reached us out here.
Thank you, sir. It's my pleasure.
Mighty powerful. I don't see how it managed to leave this room.
Yeah, I know. This is a very airtight room here.
It's still in here, and, Mike, it had a bit of an orangey quality to
it. Did it really?
Yes. Oh, a bit of a citrusy quality.
That might be garlic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah. Got a little news on that website. It was not a mistake. It was hacked, and it was done by Zevo and Teflon.
Oh, it was not.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, you want to bet on that, buddy?
Buddy, how about the $200 in my pocket that I was just given by the general manager?
$200 in Mike's. That website was hacked. It has an exploit in it.
An exploit?
Yes, we exploited the site. Zevo and the Teflon both.
So what you're saying is, now you're saying you're the guy who hacked the CBS site.
Yes, you can find Zevo or Teflon on IRC.
No.
He starts throwing the jargon our way, you know, to confuse us.
That's
not a mistake, people.
I thought it was a cop-out on CBS's part, but they are now saying that it was a hacker who caused that to happen. Who reached into their computer.
Right at the beginning, next time, jump in.
Okay.
Jump in early,
Ronnie,
before we start saying that.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that you are the guy who hacked the CBS computer?
Without going that far, I'm not going to disagree with you.
You personally have... well, then, walk me through it. If you did it, tell me how you got to the site and how you manipulated it.
That would be against the law to tell you that right on the air.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I'm telling you, you got totally lost thinking it's a CBS mistake.
Wait a minute, hold on. If you got into the site and you hacked it, how did you know...
The site was hacked, folks.
Hold on. Hear me out for a second.
Yes.
if indeed you or one of your friends hacked the CBS site, how could you possibly know in advance that those six people would vote for Greg and the other three would vote for Jenna?
It's behind the, it's the code they've already generated into the website. It's coded.
The page was already made and you just reached in and got it?
You betcha, exactly.
Well, then I'll pay you $200 if you reach in and tell me what happens next week and go all the way through to the end and tell me who wins.
Okay, I'll take you up on that.
Do it right now.
It's not instant. It's going to take a few minutes. But I tell you what, I'll take you up on that, Doc.
A few minutes? How many minutes will it take?
It's going to take, it's not minutes, it's hours. But I will go into
how many hours?
Approximately maybe three.
Three. Well, we should be here for three more hours.
Okay, let me dig into it, and ZVO will call you back.
All right.
Thank you.
You give me the information. If it pans out, I promise, I'll give you the $200 in my pocket.
Okay, gotcha. Give me 3 hours.
Thank you.
No problem.
Goodbye.
All right, now CBS is saying...
This is what they're saying. Now, I thought CBS was maybe fibbing when they said...
When did that come down? Did that come down today?
I read it earlier today that a CBS spokesman, and they're talking about this very reluctantly, but they were saying, well, apparently some hacker got in. If they had the page already prepared and just hadn't put it up yet, I guess a hacker could reach in and pull up that page.
You know, when guys like that call the show, though, I'd start with the Zevo, Devo, Teflon,
right.
You know.
I didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
I don't get it either. Hello, Don and my show. I'd gladly pay. If somebody knew, I'd gladly pay $200.
Sure.
To find out who wins.
It's pretty amazing.
I'd love that. I'd love to have that.
But, what are the odds?
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean,
Don, please put this on hold.
Oh, all right, Charlie.
Thank
sorry.
You.
All right. Goodbye.
Hello, Don and my show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I'd like to have my first lesbian experience also.
Oh, come on. Goodbye. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hola.
I've seen Robbie Blue.
This guy.
And I watched him grow. He eats more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what an oversized head.
My favorite, and we all wait for it, is the laugh.
Yeah.
Where he goes out of the voice a little bit. That is too funny.
Oh, Robbie, speaking of head, need some music to set up our weekly lame TNT interview.
Yeah.
And the interview today... Hold on, I got the guy's name here somewhere. Well, as if it matters.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
From Top Gun.
Yeah, some guy from Top Gun. And a guy who was also in The Perfect Storm. Well, you know what? I don't even have the fact sheet. That's how little it means to me.
The guy was also in The Perfect Storm?
Yes. Here's what we're going to do. Same as we did last time. Same as we've done virtually every week of this contest.
Right.
The reason that we engaged in this ridiculous promotion with TNT is because they've agreed to give one of our listeners $16,000 on August 4th.
Right.
You know, and we got no budget. So, you know, 16 grand, a hell of a lot of money. We'd love to give that to somebody.
Serious money.
So all we have to do once a week is interview some lame guests, and the guests are never any good, from a movie that's going to be on TNT this weekend. As it turns out, today's guest is from the movie Top Gun. Thank you, Carlos, and his name is Michael Ironside. Right. See? His classic quote from the movie is, "Take me to bed or lose me forever."
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
You say that to Tom Cruise?
Yeah, I think...
I know.
No, hold on. Meg Ryan says that. He was Jester. And Meg Ryan says that to Jester in the movie Top Gun.
I thought the guy from ER was that guy.
No. What is the nickname of Michael Ironside's character in Top Gun?
Jester.
That's what it says. Listen, the guy is... I couldn't pick him out of a lineup, I'm sure.
Goose was the guy that was on ER.
He was in A Perfect Storm. He played the role of Bob Brown, whoever Bob Brown is.
Oh, okay. I know who the guy is.
Right,
he's also, you know what he's most famous for, I'm pretty sure? He's the guy whose head explodes in Scanners.
Really? Well, who was he in A Perfect Storm?
He was the son of a bitch that owned the company that everybody hated when he came in.
He's played the old guy?
He's played like a million like really evil villain guys, and I think he is the guy. Is there Scanners on his filmography?
I'm looking for it right now. Hold on.
I think he's the guy whose head explodes
in Scanners. No, but I see a movie where I identify him from, Starship Troopers.
Yes,
where
Starship Troopers.
He was the guy with the fake hand.
Right.
The Dennis Murphy of Starship Troopers.
Right.
Right? I'm looking down. I still don't see scanners, Mike. Hold on.
Okay.
Still looking. Jesus Christ, he's been in about 100
movies. Oh, he's been in a million things. He always plays a villain. He always plays a real bad guy.
I don't see him in Scanners. Right, Scanners not. Is not on his bio.
All right, maybe not. All right.
But I do know now the guy you're talking about from Starship Troopers and from A Perfect Storm, but still...
He's been in a million movies, but he still falls into that category.
Going to be a freaking bore to talk to. So he wants to talk about Top Gun.
Right.
I think, again, today, whoever interviews him should just ask him about George Clooney. Or what might even be better is ask him about George Clooney and... Who was the guy we had on last week? What was the guy's name from last week?
George.
Head, what was his name?
Give me a second.
Because, see, that to me, that would be funny if he just asked about, what was his name, Charlie?
Bob Gunton.
Bob Gunton.
Bob Gunton.
Because remember last week...
What was it like working with Bob Gunton? That'll really...
Because last week, Bob Gunton was the nobody that we had on.
Right.
Who was promoting a movie on TNT when we had somebody just ask him what it was like to work with George Clooney.
Yeah, George Clooney and Bob Gunton.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you ask him about. You don't ask him anything about Top Gun.
Not at all.
Nothing about Top Gun. All you can do is pepper him with questions about George Clooney and Bob Gunton.
Excellent.
You do that, you will qualify for the $16,000.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
What?
I just wanted to tell you real quick that Jester was the flight instructor, and that was Michael Ironside, and Goose was Meg Ryan's love interest. She didn't say that to Michael Ironside. She said that to Goose, the guy from ER.
All right, but he was Jester, though.
Yeah, he was Jester, but he was one of the flight instructors. Nothing to do with Meg Ryan, though.
Thank you. I'm just reading the stuff that they sent me.
It's horrible, like slapped together crap that they sent you.
Thank you.
Hey, I understand, man. Hey, Don.
Yes.
You're an ass. Mike, I love you.
Right. But keep listening to the show, because I'm half the show.
And that's why we have always described this show, no matter how you feel, as half-assed.
The number of your last incoming call was...
Good. Get it for me, Rob.
Okay.
I'd love to call that guy back.
Sure.
Gee, why... Why be such a pussy? Line 4. Line 4.
The brave man.
Yeah. Call in to say that I have the wrong information. That's okay. Go ahead and correct me. Don, you're an ass. Mike, I love you. Click.
Then he runs away.
Come on. Stay on the phone.
It's easy to hide behind a telephone, son.
Right. Come on, Ed. What are you doing?
He's hearing that voice in his head. I see skies of blue.
Listen, if you want to interview this guy, call us now.
All right.
And I think we've set this up pretty well, how this is going to work. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jeremy from Woodbridge.
Jeremy.
That guy kicks ass. He's been in a ton of movies.
I realize that. We just need to know if, in fact, you would be able to handle asking him just about George Clooney.
And Bob Gunton.
I'd be able to do it.
All right, but that's a bad car phone. Hold on, let's try another line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
We're doing great, thank you. Who's this?
This is Jason over here in lovely D.C.
And you want to do the interview, too?
Yeah, I can take care of the interview. I can pepper him with George Clooney and Bob Gunton.
You know, the George Clooney's all well and good, because being the major star. But hold on a second.
Hold on, please.
But Bob Gunton, you know, who's a similar character actor, probably not nearly in as many movies as this guy. That will be, hey, Bob Gunton, I loved his work. And that'll be, you know, it's just that's just a great angle. It was funny last week, too.
Yeah, but it's better this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it has to be a little George Clooney, but maybe mainly Bob Gunton.
Bob Gunton.
And you really got to go with it all the way. Are you up for it?
I'm up for it.
All right. Hold on a second. That guy was all right.
Yeah, I think he might be able to pull it off.
Okay, hold on. Let me try to call this guy back.
My fan?
Yeah.
Yeah. My sincere fan. For anybody, that's always the game, too.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Because I know that's about as sincere. It's about as sincere as this, Tom.
Wow.
Thank you. What, penis?
You're on the air, pussy.
Yeah. That's okay. I'm on the air.
That fart was sponsored by egars.com. Listen, if you want to mess it up with me, don't be a little girl and hang up and run away.
Well, I didn't want to mix it up with you. I just wanted to say my piece, and that was it.
Yeah, right. Well,
you ran away, and I don't accept your compliment because I know it wasn't sincere.
And besides, frankly, I don't care if you think I'm an ass or not. You're listening, so I've won.
Okay.
You're listening. You're listening to me talk right now.
And just remember, F with the show.
Wait,
let me wait. No, hold on. F with the show and you F with all of us. Just remember that. If you call in and you say about one of us that you don't like one of us and you like another one, we have a mentality on this show that it is all for one, one for all. That's why we have all been working together for just about a decade. So screw you. When you want to call in and say you like me and you don't like Don, screw you. I don't like that. I've never liked that. I don't like when somebody calls in and says they like Buzz, they don't like Don and Mike, or they like Don and they don't like Mike, and they don't like, you know.
Frankly,
screw you.
Frank, I don't care that you don't like me. I just care that you said it like you're a big man, and you hung up the phone and ran away like a pussy. And I just wanted to call you on that.
Okay, I just didn't want to have a big dialogue about it.
Right, you didn't want to have a big dialogue because you're a pussy.
And you're working us, and it's not sincere. Nothing you say is sincere. You're just working us like all those other germs. And we got this wonderful caller ID, and we just want to know, you know, we have your number.
Like I care if you think I'm an ass or not. You're listening. You listen.
Well, if you don't care, why'd you call me back?
Because you're a pussy. Because you're a pussy.
Care.
Because you couldn't simply say I was an ass and stay on the line and wait for my rebuttal. You said it, and you hung up and ran away like a little girl.
You ran.
So I had
you
to
care.
I had to call you back.
Because you care.
No, I called you back not because I care. I called you back because I'm a man.
I won.
I'm a man. I'm a man.
Bitch, I won.
I'm a man. You're listening to me on the radio, even though you don't like me. You're still listening to me.
You got
the
quiet.
The show itself is very entertaining.
Yeah, right. Oh, but right. You just take me out of the equation. Gee, I only run my mouth during the whole show.
Oh, no, you're entertaining, too.
Of course I am.
There are asses that are entertaining.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't
and whatever
agree?
Whatever I have to say to you, and in this case, it's you're a douchebag, I would say it to you and not hang up the phone and run away like a girl.
But you don't care.
Because I'm a man. Do I care? No. You know why I don't care? Because you're listening. You are listening. That's the goal of this show. To get people to listen.
That is the number one goal. And that's why we're number one.
I don't care if you like me or you don't like me.
If I said, hey, guys, I listen, but you're an ass.
That's beautiful.
And we say, and just like we would say.
Too. I love the show.
Just like we would say, thanks for listening, you ass.
Okay.
Or what's the one in the movie? Is it Austin Powers where he says ass?
Yeah.
So thanks for listening. Ass. Now go away.
Right.
Go away.
I just hate pussies.
Now hang on.
Just come strong. Don't be such a girl. Try to take this lesson into your pathetic life.
All right. You're an ass. I'm on the phone.
What?
He's doing what you told him to do. He said he's saying it, and he's not hanging up. You have to tell him to hang up.
All right. Hang up.
No, you're an ass, and I'm staying on the phone. I don't want to be a pussy.
All right, well, now I'm ordering you now, as a man, to hang up the telephone. At this point, a man would hang up. Only a pussy would stay on the line at this point.
You change your mind worse than a bitch.
Worse than a bitch.
But you keep listening, don't you?
I do. I really love the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I guess you win. You're the coolest.
I am.
And stop giving out the endings to movies. It's really irresponsible journalism.
Mm-hmm. Well, then why don't you stop listening? Oh, that's right. You can't stop listening because it's such a great show.
It's very addictive, just like you say, every day.
I know that.
Very addicting.
I know
that.
It's
so addicting that you want to be doing what we're doing, but you can't. You don't have the skills.
Right.
And it kills you. It kills you.
Right.
That's the truth.
Right.
It's very simple to analyze that.
Right.
Okay, good. Then
now
hang up.
Now hang up. Now prove to me you're a man and hang up.
Because we're done with you, and if you don't have anything more to say, there's no reason to stay on the line. There you go.
There you go.
What a pussy he is for hanging up.
Absolutely. A real man would have stayed on the line. A real man would have argued to the bitter end.
You
pussy.
Touché.
You pussy.
Mr. Scholarship winner.
Which guy are we going with this guy on line one?
He was good. He had a good cell phone quality, and I think he can do it.
What's your name?
This is Jason.
Jason. All right, Jason, you the man. You're going to get to interview Mr. Michael Ironside.
Been in a million movies, but we just want you to ask him about George Clooney and Bob Gunton.
Bob Gunton.
Okay.
And you got to go 3 minutes with him.
3 minutes.
Okay.
Can I give him a sex quiz?
No.
No?
Uh-oh.
See, that's a sign of trouble.
No, that
Bob
is
Gunton.
Trouble.
Bob Gunton and George Clooney. No,
sign of trouble.
No, you blew it.
Let's find another guy for the interview. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I had a question for Michael Ironside.
This is not the time for ad-libbers.
No.
This is the time for someone who just wants to follow directions.
Absolutely.
To just for 3 minutes ask this guy nothing except questions about Clooney and Gunton.
So hard to get people to follow directions.
That's it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hey, Charlie, are you getting that guy now, or should I do a break before you get him?
I'm waiting for you to get the interviewer.
Oh, you got him ready?
No, I can just call him.
Okay.
He's waiting for us. I didn't want him to be on hold.
Gotcha. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you handle this?
Yes.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Can you just ask him just about George Clooney and Bob Gunton?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, are you familiar with the movie Perfect Storm?
No. Do I have to be?
You know, three-word answers to our questions mean you're not. Yeah, I'm concerned also.
It's really
I'm nervous. I can handle it. I know I can handle it.
What,
it's really
going
to need to be a guy.
Oh, it does need to be a guy?
Yeah, okay. If you want him to believe that it's you or Mike.
Well, he could just be like it last week, the al fresco sitting in.
Yeah, and then this lady was very concerned when we were about to bail out on her here.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Oops, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, I can do it, guys.
Can you really?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
Max.
Max, where are you from?
Alexandria, Virginia.
Now, Max, don't forget, besides being kind of a goof on this actor, this is a chance for you to win $16,000.
Well, sure. I hadn't even thought about that.
I think Max might be trouble.
You don't like Max either?
I think Max might be. Max sounds like trouble.
Max is not trouble.
Max is speaking about himself in third person.
Goodbye, Max. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'd like to do the Michael Ironside interview.
They're starting to come out now.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
It's Bill.
Bill?
Yep.
Bill, where are you from?
Alexandria.
Bill? Let's pretend that I'm this guy. Let's start the interview. Go ahead. Let me hear some sample questions.
All right. Hey, Mr. Ironside, I really enjoyed your part in Perfect Storm. Also in Top Gun, I thought you were fantastic.
Thank you. That movie is on TNT this weekend. That's why I'm here. See, right there, you lose. Don't even mention Top Gun. Don't mention Top Gun until the very end of the interview.
I see.
And, you know, we should give him one out, since the guy probably will try to force Top Gun in there.
Plug.
It'll be George Clooney, Bob Gunton, but if he mentions Top Gun, you have to mention Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Okay, right. Okay. Yeah, you just ask him questions about what was Tom Cruise.
Or Anthony Edwards would be the next star down. Mm-hmm. Anthony Edwards, you know, who's, but I think Tom Cruise, you have to go with Tom Cruise.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
My name's Daniel.
Daniel, are you up for the interview?
I can do it.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Where are you calling from, Daniel?
Calling from Sacramento, California.
All right, now you know the topic here. It's either Clooney or Gunton.
Or Bob Gunton.
Or Cruise. If he demands on talking about Top Gun. Okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll go with this guy.
Yeah, all right. He sounds all right. He sounds reasonable.
We'll give him a try.
He sounds as reasonable as anyone else that's called the last 10 minutes.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. He's the sanest of the insane.
He is, yeah.
I can do it. Yeah. All right. Bring the guy on, Charlie. Let's get him on.
Very good.
Or do you want me to do a break first? I mean, do we have time to do a break, or?
Let's find out.
What's the deal?
It's still hot in here.
Yeah, it's absolutely burning hot in
Looking
here.
Looking forward to that oxygen.
Not to mention the fact that I got half a crap in my pants that I've just been kind of sitting on. Oh, you know, I mean, standing on, but it's between my butt cheeks, like, for the last half hour.
I had half.
Hi, Charlie.
I think you should break.
Okay, well, then let's do that. We'll come back, and we'll take the guy on line five from California to do the interview. I've got to do a little wipey-wipey. And then we'll be right backy-back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What happened with your wife last night?
I wasn't with my wife. I was with my girlfriend.
Are you having marriage problems?
No.
And why do you have a girlfriend?
Well, you're stop marvelizing with me now.
No. I'm just curious. Why do you have a girlfriend?
I do things with her I can't do with my wife.
Why can't you do them with your wife?
Hey, that's the mouth she kisses my kids goodnight with. What, are you crazy?
They'll see you in Toledo. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, let me see who this is. Then we can get this guy on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Guys, I'd like to talk to you about your buddies, but I don't want to mention their names so it's qualified.
What buddies?
Huh?
Go ahead.
RNF.
Who's RNF?
Ron and Fez.
Listen, it's fine to talk about them. There's only one guy who works for CBS who has a stick up his butt about other people talking about this. I mean, Ron and Fez might have a stick up their butt.
Hey!
It's purely pleasure.
Hey!
I don't think they have a problem if we talk about them.
Okay, I was checking the show out last night, and Fez is mentioning that he's ecstatic to meet Buzz or talk to him.
Excellent. Oh,
as a matter of fact, today when the Gerb, Jeremy, called me to give me the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He mentioned that Fezzi really wants to talk to Buzz. So I said to Jeremy, well, just give Fez the hotline.
Well, I'll just some more news for you.
There's no need that he has to sit through the 800 number. Well, what else?
Well, I want to talk about this some more, and I also got something else to share with you. But first, and then they were talking about, like, Don and Mike shouldn't be so upset that Fez likes them, and Fez was also calling a Buzz a looker and a smeller and a fine gentleman, and you can't wait to meet him. See, they, and I also got something else for you guys.
They read us all wrong. We're not upset that Fez loves Buzz. We are all for that relationship.
I also got something else for you guys.
What? We're very eager. Yes, you're eager to tell us what else you have for us.
Let me tell you a story about a kid named Bob. He went to play with Lisa, and she polished his knob. He did her in the front, and he did her in the can. He walked in a boy and came at a man.
Are you talking about Charlie Stossel's Bobby?
Yeah, the bath kid.
Right.
You are an avid listener of the program.
Thank you, my friend.
Because you rule. I live in Howard, Maryland. Listen to you every day. You rule.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. All right. Let me get this guy set here, Robbie. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, your name today is going to be...
Pete Soria.
No, come on. That's... How about Art Deco?
Art
Clark Kent.
Art Clark Kent or Art Deco?
Sandy Beach.
No, all right, this is it, really. Sam Diego. That is your name today. Sam Diego.
Very good.
And you are filling in for the vacationing Don and Mike.
Rusty Potts.
You're on vacation, okay. You're not ill?
No. Yeah, right, we should do like last week. We've taken ill. Don and Mike have taken ill.
Very
and
good.
Sam Diego... We'll be doing the interview. It'll be 3 minutes.
This is Sam Diego here.
Don't forget, just ask him about Clooney. And what's the other guy's name?
Bob Gunton. And if it gets onto the movie Top Gun, you talk about Tom Cruise. And be polite.
Right.
Shall I dial him?
Oh, we have to be polite.
Yes. Dial him up. Yeah, hey, now don't make us nervous here.
I don't mind if you use the voice like this and you're Sam Diego.
Well, you know, Sam Diego was given some tips by Lisa.
Use your real voice.
You might want to ask.
Yeah, use your real voice, sir.
You might want to ask them the questions that they had me. Or
No. Don't go with what Lisa was telling you.
Okay, I won't even talk.
Okay. Just go with what Mike and I are telling you. Simply ask him about George Clooney, Bob Gunton, and if you have to, Tom Cruise. But don't let him get a word in edgewise about anything that he wants to plug.
Okay, and I have to be polite to this guy?
Yes.
I could do it.
Hold on, please.
He's ready.
All right. I'm gonna hook you guys up now.
Michael Ironside.
Are you ready, Sam?
I am ready.
Sam Diego, your guest is on.
Hey, Michael Ironside.
Hello, Sam.
How you doing? This is Sam Diego standing in for Don and Mike. They've taken ill today. Hope you don't mind about that. But
are they all right?
Still running right now. And bing bong, it is 1:30 right now, West Coast time. You know, we're a national show here, so got to give the time all around. How you doing, Mike?
Doing great.
Okay, Mike. I was going to ask you, what do you think about George Clooney? Notice you were on that movie with him.
George is great to work with.
Is he great to work with?
Absolutely great. He's a pro.
Is he really sexy?
Prepared,
is he sexy?
Full of energy.
I can't hear you very well, Michael. You got to speak up. You're on the radio, you know.
I said he's full of energy. He always shows up to work prepared. He's a joy to work with.
He's always ready to work.
Yeah, I was on ER the first season. We knew each other from ER.
Well, you know he's one of the sexiest men in the world right now.
George Clooney?
Oh, absolutely.
What an idiot.
A good idiot.
I don't though. Really bend that way.
Well, hey, you're a man, though, aren't you? I mean, a man can realize if another man is good-looking and sexy. Don't you believe that?
He's a hell of a golfer.
I bet he is. Well, he's so sexy. Hey, you remember that girl on ER he was dating? Hey, Ironside, Michael, the brunette.
Director of the actor? Who are we talking about?
Girl on ER, do you remember her?
Girl? Are you talking about the actress or the character?
Actress. You know, he was doing her, she had twins and all that other stuff.
Oh, you're talking about the character.
Yeah, I remember her. Do you think you really hit her?
Beg your pardon?
Think you really did her in real life?
God, I have no idea.
Oh, okay. You think his hair's nice?
Where are you going with this, Sam?
Well, you know,
having a rough day or something.
We're talking
all alone in
here. Don't
you need to sort of juice things up? What's going on?
Hey, you know, need ratings. It's a radio show.
All right.
Got to sell commercials somehow, Mike.
Let's talk about Top Gun. It's on tomorrow night.
Yeah, was Bob Gunton in that one?
Beg your pardon?
Bob Gunton?
What a fun.
How about
Tom Cruise. I know you worked with Tom Cruise in that movie.
Yeah, Tom's an absolute pro.
I bet he's sexy too, isn't
he? I imagine so.
Yeah. What do you think he's doing with that redhead married to him? I think he's too good looking for her, frankly. Hey, Mike.
All go there? You got a problem with all these guys with hair?
I wasn't talking about their hair, but their hair is nice. Have you ever smelt Tom's hair?
No, I've never had it.
It smells good. You don't make that much money and not have good hair care products.
What do you want to talk about, Sam?
Hey, well, how about your career? What about that movie you're going to be on? What is that, CNN?
TNT?
Oh, TNT, that's right. Top Gun movie, right?
Top Gun's on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Fox.
So you also co-starred with that other guy that's on ER in that movie, right? What was his name? I can't remember his name.
Anthony Edwards.
A lot of young actors now, if you look at it.
He's not very sexy. Did you notice that?
Great actor.
And he doesn't have much hair, so I bet it doesn't smell good. Most bald heads don't smell very good.
Most all
especially
heads.
Been out in the sun, you know?
We might have our regular interview.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing I do want to plug, though, is Nuremberg.
I can't hear you. Say that one more time.
But I do want to plug is Nuremberg. For anyone that missed it last weekend, it's on TNT Friday night, 8 o'clock in the night.
That's right. That has that Baldwin guy, doesn't it?
Alec Baldwin, Brian.
Oh, he is sexy.
Max von Sydow, Joe Hennessy. It's wonderful.
We locked
Baldwin
into another
guy.
Great guy,
now,
didn't
he's
we?
He's got a head of hair. If you want to talk about hair, I notice you're into hair. Fine-smelling head.
I figure if I had a hair and another 2 inches on my inseam, I'd be a millionaire.
Oh, absolutely. Now, he's married to that other chick, that blondie. What's her name?
Sam, you got a lot of information I just don't know about.
Oh, you need to stay up on the current information.
Nah, I just leave work at work when I leave.
Hey, imagine the radio show you could do if you were up on current info, especially with all these stars you've worked with. You could sell a show. My gosh, Michael. It could be called Ironsides on the radio.
Mr. Diego, you have 1 minute left in your interview.
Hey, Michael Ironside, we need to wrap things up pretty soon here. So what do you think about George Clooney?
What do I think about George Clooney?
Yeah.
George is a great guy.
I heard he's a good golfer, too, huh?
He's a good golfer.
Well, I was...
Great hand-eye coordination.
Well, what was it like working in the shadow of George Clooney? I mean, he's
same
got
same life as me. We cast about the same shadow.
He's got a pretty strong reputation, that guy. You understand?
He's sexy.
I mean, is he a good actor? Do you consider him a good guy?
I do.
You do?
Mr. Diego, it's time to warm it up. Your next guest is ready.
Oh, Michael, we got to wrap it up now. I'm strapped for time here. Sorry about that. But thanks all a lot
right.
for joining the Don and Mike show. And for all you people out here, this is Sam Diego saying Don and Mike will return on Monday. They've come down ill. It's a sad thing, but hopefully they'll get over it. And we just want to tell Mike O'Mara that farts do not have chunks. Okay. See you later, Michael. Bye.
Here, Sam.
Hey, are we free of that guy? Is he still on?
Yeah, he's just hung up. Well,
bravo.
Man, you get a round of applause.
That was spectacular.
Sam Diego.
Sam, what can we say? The best yet. The best amateur interview yet.
Excellent.
God damn, Don and Mike. I'm just glad to be on the radio with my radio god.
You've done good.
That's just about as perfect as it could have been.
That's
good.
Hysterical.
That's harsh.
No, not at all.
No, you weren't being harsh at all.
And you know what? He got to get his plugs in.
He did. That's what he wanted to do.
And you have won a gift certificate for dinner for four.
Okay.
That's all the price sheet says.
My wife's pregnant, so that's good. It'll just be me and her.
I don't know where, I don't know when. Everybody, don't miss Top Gun, Saturday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on TNT. And you, Sam Diego, what was your real name again?
Daniel Lira. I'm in Folsom, California.
Dan, you've also qualified now to win $16,000 that we will be giving away in...
Woo-hoo!
2 weeks on August.
All right, Don and Mike.
Fourth. Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Excellent job. Thank you for saving us.
You guys are the men.
Thank you for saving us. Although I think we probably could have pulled an interesting interview out of that guy.
Absolutely. He's been in so many movies. You know, he has been, but that was just, that was wonderful. I like the amateur interview. It gives our listeners a chance to talk directly to the celebrities.
He's sexy. Hey, what about his hair?
Everybody's hair.
Their hair is beautiful.
With all his money, he can afford really nice hair care products.
You did good. You did good. Hold on a second. Thank you. Well, that's Mr. Michael Ironside. Hey, Rob, why don't you call him back right now? Hey, do you have the number? Is this his number?
That's the number, yeah.
Call him back and do the post-interview just here on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, very good.
And I'd like to hear what he has to say about what it was like talking to Sam Diego.
Excellent. His impressions of the interview stylings of Mr. Sam Diego.
These guys just don't know what to think when this happens.
Still ringing.
My phone's ringing now.
Hysterical.
Michael Ironside.
Still ringing.
They play along now.
He's left. He's left the building.
Sure, he's got no choice but to play along. He'll be sitting in a room.
He needs the plug.
And he has to do like 100 of these interviews a day.
Right. Yeah, and this is the one that's unique.
Mm-hmm. He's not answering?
Mr. Ironside? Hi, it's Rob from the Don and Mike Show. Just wanted to call back and say thanks for taking the time to go on the air with Sam. Yeah, he does throw a pretty wide loop. He's a young one, and we're trying to train him for morning drive. Do you think it went well? We thought it went great. You didn't enjoy it?
Oh.
Oh, you don't enjoy press?
See, there you go.
It's a good thing we didn't do it then.
Hold on one second. Hey, Sam, we're going to need to hit Nuremberg again. That means a lot to this gentleman.
All right, Nuremberg.
All right, we will hit Nuremberg when we come out of this next commercial. And thanks again for appearing. We'd like to have you back on. You have a great filmography. We'd like to talk to you about some of your other co-stars. All right. So long, babe. He does not enjoy press.
He doesn't like press.
Enjoy press. Yeah,
there you go.
But he wants everyone to watch Nuremberg. Sure. Watch Nuremberg.
Right.
There you go.
Sure, right.
Friday night.
All right, thank you, Rob. Thank you, Sam Diego. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The truth. We take Jesus and we wrap him around our reproductive organs.
Hey,
and it's Jesus who's speaking to us to take his healing gospel to this generation and to do it now.
Two of God's little brown gems, Don and Mike.
That's us. Yeah. And we want to thank you. Live in the D.C. Metro. You did it again, folks. We want to thank you again for making us the number one rated radio show in Washington, D.C. We got our Arbitron ratings today. And again, the show's ranked number one in 32 out of a possible 50 categories.
Wow.
God bless you. And, you know, in 15 of these different categories, you guys have rewarded us with a 10 share or better.
We really want to say thank you, as we always like to do, to the people of Washington, D.C. You know, it's been going on for a long time. And, you know, what's good about it, if it's repetitive, so be it. We're very happy about
it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, Charles?
That is the call that Buzz has been longing for.
Oh, it's Fez? Fez!
All right.
Fez. Excellent. Well, let me just wind this up by saying again, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for supporting the show. It's our best ratings book ever. And we will have a gigantic thank you party next Wednesday night with the Las Vegas-style show at Club Element in D.C.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And now, what I would like to call, from this moment on, a love story.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, from a show that I endorse, I like the Ron and Fez show.
I know.
Hey.
Hey.
Let's welcome now Fez.
I am caller 100.
It's the Fezzer.
Hey. Hello, Fez.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, I like that voice. I like to hear that voice on our show.
Hey, Fez, you know, all these times we've been to New York, yet we have never seen you and Ron. At what point...
I've seen you.
Well, really, have you been looking at us? But we haven't been looking at us.
Sneaking around the water cooler.
At what point are we going to get together with Ron and Fez?
We got to get together soon.
Absolutely.
Now, you have a thing for Buzz?
Well, I'll tell you, is Buzz there?
I'm here. Fez, hi.
Oh, hold on. Let me turn this microphone on. There you go.
Hello,
Buzzy.
Fez. I'm here. Hi.
Hi, Buzz.
Listen to that.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Buzz Burbank, I'm your number one fan.
I appreciate that, I think.
Hey, do you have any idea what Buzz looks like?
I can only imagine.
Oh, yeah, we could describe him for you.
Would
you?
Would you please?
Buzz
start at the bottom and work your way up.
he's kind of like G.I. Joe with real life hair and beard.
Well, if we're going to start at the bottom, we have to mention the Rockports.
Yes, he. You know, he's an elderly gentleman and he wears Rockport shoes.
Oh.
He also kind of looks like...
The Rockport? I thought that was the name for something completely different.
He also kind of looks like the dad on the Brady Bunch.
Very similar to that. Maybe a little of the football player John Riggins, a little perhaps Jerry Stiller.
It's quite a cocktail, and I do mean cocktail.
Absolutely.
That Buzz Burbank...
I'm so glad you said tail after that.
Yeah. So you got... Now, you know, a lot of people don't know, mm-hmm. I mean, just the people in New York and D.C., and especially in New York, Ron and Fez come on directly after us. So the last part of our show is the news, which means that, like, the last half hour of our show before Ron and Fez, it's all Buzz doing the news.
Absolutely.
Sure. So I'm in the studio preparing, and I can't even concentrate because I hear the golden fog of Buzz Burbank.
The golden fog, Buzz. That's very nice of you to say, Fez. I appreciate it.
I have fantasies that your newsman's going to stand behind me and yell, "This just in."
I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know.
Fez, are you aware of the very wide and varied sexual background of Buzz?
No. Could you fill me in?
Yes,
or better yet, could Buzz fill me in?
He's a swinger.
Really?
He and his wife, and this is not a gag, not a joke, I swear to God, he and his wife swap.
Mm-hmm. I'm happily married, but years ago, yeah, that's true, that actually happened.
You may be married in the legal sense of the word.
Uh-huh. And Fez, tell us...
But now Fezzy's in town, baby.
Fez, tell us a little bit about you. What do you look like?
Me?
Yeah.
I am a young Oriental woman.
Hey, maybe I am interested.
It's fantastic. You know, one of the first times I heard Ron and Fez, I cracked up that... I told you, that's where I got that scatlover.com from.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was coming back from a Las Vegas-style show. I had the radio on, and I hear these guys laughing their nuts off about scatlover.com.
And they, that's what... You know, for those of you that might not have heard the show, the show is basically two guys that are surfing the net constantly and get... I mean, they use the web like nobody uses the web, and you get on certain sites that are just unbelievable, and you talk about it, right? That's the nature of the show.
That's exactly it. A lot of nights we have to put a windshield wiper up on the monitor.
Well, some night when we're up there, you're going to have to come into our studio so we can eyeball you, and more importantly, so you and Buzz can meet face to face.
Definitely. When are you guys going to be in New York again?
I think next week we'll be back up.
I love it.
Okay, well, is there anything you would like to say to Buzz privately? I will turn my microphone off and Mike's microphone off.
Yes, it'll still be on the air, but it'll be your quiet time with Buzz here.
Go ahead, Fez.
I just want to say to Buzz,
yes?
Next time he's in New York, I want to make a deposit in the Burbank.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Fez.
Thanks, Fez.
Thank you, Fez.
Love you guys.
Love you. Goodbye,
you
Fez.
You know what? I have to run, too. I have a meeting with Jeremy Coleman.
Oh, exciting.
Yes, and I have to stop and get some Clairol Blonde number 5 before I go in there.
Goodbye, Fez.
Goodbye, Dynamite.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, he's a funny guy.
He is funny.
Hey, fill me in.
Oh,
I want to put a deposit in the Buzz Burbank.
Congratulations, Buzz.
Yeah, thank you. I like that guy. I felt like I was talking to Richard Simmons there. For a
little.
Second.
He sounds like that.
A little bit of Richard Simmons there.
Fez is in love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my.
This is Buzz Burbank.
Well, boys, I guess it'll just it'll be us going out to dinner.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Well, you know, it might be fun.
What?
To invite Fez to come out with us.
Absolutely.
And just put Fez and Buzz at one part of the table by themselves and all the rest of us at the rest of the table.
Or perhaps we get a table for four and then just get a separate table for two.
I know. I think we should all sit together.
Or a booth.
I think we should all be together.
Come on, Buzz.
The whole group. The more, the better.
Yeah, Buzz, you were the guy yesterday that was screaming that you're open to all of these other different lifestyles, that we shouldn't be so closed-minded.
I am, but I don't trust this guy.
Hey, I want to look at Buzz, but I don't want people to see me looking at Buzz.
Exactly.
I've seen you at the water cooler. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I want to make a deposit in the Burbank.
Table for two under the name Fez.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Jesus. That was fun.
Hello.
Sort of.
Well, there's Ron, Fez, and Buzz, and Homo Joe. They each poke their wanger where it ain't supposed to go. After lubing up the dookie of the guy who's fatter, well, who goes first? It really don't matter.
All right.
That was good, yeah.
You know, this is the guy that calls with songs immediately after something happens on the show.
Very quick turnaround.
Yeah, hi, Charlie.
I did get a message from Homo Joe that he's interested in Fez. I don't know if it's some
shit. Shocker.
Homo Joe is interested in Fez.
Yeah. Nice.
Big Joe, gentlemen. Call him by his proper name.
Yeah, BJ.
BJ.
What did the message from Homo Joe say?
It was just on my computer. He said he was interested in Fez as being his queen from New York.
There you go. I'm sure, you know, I mean, Joe loves the radio. Big Joe loves the radio, and I'm sure Fez is right up his alley.
Fez, if you're listening.
So to speak.
If you're listening, Fez, there's another one for you.
Bingo.
Yeah. Another one of your bitches.
Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I'm calling.
What?
We're calling from Worcester, Mass.
Worcester, Mass. Hello.
How's it going?
Great, thanks.
Good. Hey, did you notice last night when Greg was just about on the way out, as he picked up his backpack, did you hear what he said?
You mean when he was crying? Are you talking about the guy on Survivor?
Yes, exactly.
No, what did he say?
Well, when he picked up the torch, it's all I need. It's just this little torch, this little bag. It's all I stuff. It's all I ever need.
What? Say it again.
What was he doing? Was he doing Bill Murray?
Yeah, well, no, he was doing Steve Martin from The Jerk.
Oh, no, okay, well, say it. Don't try to live the scene out. Tell me what he was saying, then I'll be able to track with you.
He said it in the same voice that Steve Martin said it.
What did he say?
This is all I need. Just a little old backpack and this little old torch.
Right. I think he did say that. So he was doing a scene from The Jerk.
Yeah, he was trying to do the scene from The Jerk, just like with the third.
And I guess the way that the majority of people on the island felt, he really was The Jerk.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you for the call. I love The Jerk. That is a great movie. I was born a poor black child.
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, and I was wondering.
And of course, the porno movie of that, The Jerk Off.
Yeah, much better. And a different cast altogether.
Forrest Hump. That's another great one.
Right.
They always have great porno titles that are takeoffs on real movies. Of course, there were, you know, Shaving Ryan's Privates. Mm-hmm.
Schindler's Fist.
Yeah, that was another good one, right.
I'm trying to think. What was the Seinfeld? Seinfeld?
Seinfeld, right.
Seinfeld.
No, it was Seinfeld. Seinfeld. And the best one I've heard this week was, Honey, I Blew Everybody.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I run an internet talk show. It's BobFreemanShow.com. I was wondering if I could get you guys maybe to sponsor it, because I listen to your show all the time.
Hello?
What happened?
Hello? Donna's lost his microphone.
Mike disappeared.
You know, I would say there's one more thing that needed to go wrong with this studio, and that would be with the main microphone going out completely.
There, it's back.
Good. What happened?
Thank you. I don't know.
It was the AB switch.
It was the AB switch.
Same wiring that did the air conditioner.
No, I didn't touch it. It was the AB switch. I don't know. Why should we sponsor some guy's internet radio show?
Well, we already technically have sponsored because he got his plug in before he even was nice enough to say hello.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike. I think you guys are the greatest.
Thank you.
But I will have to plug the show again, BobFreemanShow.com.
Come on, please.
I am a media whore, basically. No, I was just wondering, I don't need anywhere, you know, near 1,400 like that, you know, black guy, art student guy did. You know, just anything you can give us.
Another guy asking us for money.
You want money?
I'm not asking. I am asking.
No, go to hell. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hey, I wanted to know, how's the septic tank at the beach house?
Oh, you should have listened to the episode the other day. It's totally flushed out.
Oh, you flushed it out? Did you make sure you checked your ice trays? Because we had the same thing happen to us, and we have water flowing through our ice, and we had some brown ice for a few days.
Oh, brown ice.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's my rap name, incidentally.
Brown ice.
Yo-yo, it's brown ice. Yo-yo, what's up?
Brown ice.
What's happening?
CC's. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Poops.
You're the real Slim Brownie.
Hello. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? I got a perfect idea for MTV Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yes.
Jorge versus Fez. The winner gets Buzz for 10 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you, stinking inbred. Thank you. Bye-bye with your goddamn southern accent.
Thank you.
I got an idea.
Here you go. I got to say Dynamite three times, then ask how you doing, then pause, and then give you my lame ass idea.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Squeal.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hello there.
Radio God.
Hi.
Hey, I must be doing something right, because I got your young intern there to tell me to F-O over the phone.
Oh, really? Which one was
that all the way in the studio?
Which one was it, Toya or Lisa? And she's not an intern. They're both paid employees.
Right.
Oh, my mistake. By the way, I'm a paid actor.
And thanks anyway, for listening to my question. I was saying, what did you do to get them to... Which one was it, first of all?
I simply asked her if she had a pulse after it became apparent that her sense of humor was nil.
Pardon me?
So you...
It was Lisa.
So you said something that they didn't think was funny, and then you asked if she had a pulse.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then she told you to F-O.
Oh, yes. And she was quite vigorous about it. Okay.
That's a good girl. That's our girl. Those are my bitches back there. Those are my bitches. My name is Brown Eyes.
Brown Eyes.
And those are my bitches.
Ding, 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 ding. One question.
Brown eyes now, baby. Brown eyes now, baby. Poop in my pants now, baby. Brown eyes now, baby. Got my bitches, Lisa and Toya. They will do whatever I tell them.
Are you going to allow me one question?
They were just singing. They were just singing before. You know, sir, we're trying to do a radio show here, and you're just not even with it.
We're getting on a beautiful riff here doing some brown ice, baby. And what is it that you want to say that is so freaking important?
Great, okay. Great. And now you breathe.
That's not funny in retrospect after all.
Right.
Okay, goodbye. Jesus H. Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike. Another Forrest movie for you. Edward Penis Hand.
That's a good porn.
Penis Hand.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I called earlier about the incest story, and I called about the Ron Fez, but I'd like to share with you. I won't mention, but I heard it on a...
Oh, come on. Would you knock it off, please? We're just trying to mention the other disc jockey. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I've got one for you. Mephista Flogheart.
What's the name?
My sister Flogheart, or Calista Flogheart.
Is that the name of a real movie or just something you're making up here?
No, it's take off on a celebrity name. You were doing some celebrity names earlier also.
No, we're doing porno movie names.
We were doing disc jockey names before.
Oh, okay.
And even if we were doing celebrity names, what was your celebrity name again?
My sister Flogheart.
My sister flogs hard.
My fista
flog hard. Or Calista Flockhart.
I still don't get it. It's not funny.
It's a little weak.
No, but it makes no sense. I don't know. My fists are flog hard.
My fists I flog hard, yes.
My fists I flog hard.
No,
not funny.
We're trying, no level.
Not
no way.
Not funny. What are you trying to do? You trying to ruin this beautiful thing we have with number one ratings?
No, I love you guys. I would never try to do that.
Okay, then please, for the love of God, never call us again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Aren't the, Big Brother or Survivor audition phone lines open?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you got to check out the Sopornos this month on pay-per-view.
Sopornos?
That's
how you do it. Hey,
that's good. Now, this is a good caller.
The Sopornos.
This guy's a good guy. Sopornos.
That's great.
Hello. Last call, Don and Mike. Hello.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, Geranal Park.
All right, that's another good one.
Two pretty good ones, right?
That's another good one. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don, I got a really good one for you.
What is it?
Lawrence of Arabia. Classic.
That's a good one, too. Now we're on a good streak. Now we're getting somewhere. Oh, now we got to do a break.
Those callers picked it up for everybody
else. They did.
They did indeed.
They did. Toe tapping, touch toes right there. Let's try to give away $500 with Secret Sound number 6. Be the 100th person. Call my bitches right now.
And the thing is, you don't have to change the star's name because Lawrence of Arabia still stars Peter O'Toole.
My bitches are waiting to talk to you at 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I just found out Mike Hunt filled in for me, right?
It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Timmy O'Bibernay to tell you more.
This Wednesday, the Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show comes to Element right in my hometown, Washington, D.C. Element is right by the MCI Center at 714 6th Street Northwest. There's plenty of parking, or take the red line to Gallery Place. Does open at 5, show starts at 8. And you got to be 21 to get in. For more info, 301-840-8793 or check out clubelement.com.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas Style Show.
For the girls, the less clothes, the better.
Don't miss it.
Oh, now, honey, lean is nothing to be afraid of.
Remember their secret. F like a whore, but look like the girl next door. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, that Vegas-style show you just heard the ad for.
Yeah.
That's going to be an extra special show.
Yes, it is.
Being as we just got our Washington, D.C. ratings in today, and once again, you blessed us and made the show number one on the ratings.
It'll be a real celebration.
Yeah, we're going to have a party with some extra special stuff.
Cool. Wonderful.
Skin stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, because we want to say thank you.
Skin. Girl skin.
Yeah, skin, lots of skin.
Shiloh skin.
Huh.
Jenna skin.
Yes. Kind of skin you like.
Yeah.
We're doing it for ye.
Nice soft skin.
Skin.
Skin. We will see you next Wednesday night. Big free show. Like always, Club Element and DC Las Vegas Style Show 2000. See you there, and thank you again for those great ratings. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yes, hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ralph from New York.
Yes, hi, Ralph.
Hey, you guys in New York today?
No, we're not, but Ralph, you have called at a very good time.
Oh, great.
Ralph, you lucky son of a bitch.
Oh,
You are the 100th caller.
Get out of town.
You mean you're just calling?
Yeah, I'm just calling a random call, man.
That is superior luck on this caller's part.
Unbelievable.
Why were you calling to find out if we were in New York today?
Well, I was going to have you sneak over Rob A. to the O&A studios. They have got naked teenage lesbians in the studio today.
Wow. Okay, I don't know how I feel about the teenage aspect, but I'm all for lesbians.
Just barely.
You know, provided if they're of legal age, I could fly up and still sneak in.
Good for you, Rob. Well, listen, you're going to get to play here.
Great.
You're going to play the secret sound. You have won the WWF prize pack, WWF Fully Loaded, live on pay-per-view, Sunday night, 8 o'clock. Call Cox Communications or Comcast pay-per-view to order.
Great.
Now, we'll play you the secret sound, give you 15 seconds to think about it. Don't forget, it is a common everyday sound. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
You know, what with Buzz's lover Fez calling us today, and now this guy mentioning Opie and Anthony. All we need is Leslie Gold to call in, and this will be the perfect WNEW show that we're doing today.
And the odds are in my favor. Yes!
Yeah. Hey!
Make a deposit in a Burbank. Listen, for $500, what's the sound?
The sound sounded like of a pull top can.
No.
Hey.
Thank you for listening, though.
Thanks, guys.
And don't forget that every guest is a clue
for you.
You know, what are the odds of that? Mm-hmm. The one time during the show when there's like 2 million people trying to call all at once.
Yep, and he just got lucky.
Some guy who can't even hear the show live right now calls and gets through from New York. Well, good for him.
Very good.
Okay, I got a couple of stories here. I don't know which one's going to pan out,
okay,
from our wacky story file. This one really caught my eye,
mm-hmm,
because this is a story I can relate to. Let me just preface this by telling you that in 1981, I won a competition at Disneyland where I was the Southern California
Miss Pac-Man champion.
Miss Pac-Man champion.
I've seen this man work on a Pac-Man machine, and it's truly uncanny. You don't forget that skill.
No, I have all of my patterns and stuff.
And you can still
yeah.
You have a machine at home.
I've got the real arcade machine at home, the Ms. Pac-Man. So at the time, this was 1981, Frida and I had just gotten married. She thought I was the biggest idiot in the world because I made her come to Disneyland, where it was me. I was the only adult playing against like 500 kids, all of us playing Ms. Pac-Man, and I played for 7 hours.
Ooh. Knocking them out. Knocking kid after kid after kid out of the competition.
And I actually got a wonderful trophy, and for the longest time, I really thought that was a real accomplishment, right? Because I'm a douche like that, but I thought it was great to be the Ms. Pac-Man champion. Well, listen to this. 45-year-old Roy Schultz set the world record for missile command 15 years ago, and he's been trying to get the world to notice him ever since.
That is sad.
A video game champ who set a world record in 1985 says he's tired of being ignored. He claims the reason he's not famous is because the media is more interested in Monica Lewinsky than a guy who's got the highest score ever on Missile Command.
That it gets sadder the more you read.
It does. He has actually sent out a press release that he wants people to call it.
Is Missile Command the one where at the end it would say, the end?
Yes.
The, the world would blow up?
It had the trackball.
Right.
You rolled back and forth where there were like nuclear bombs coming down.
Very difficult video game. And a great video game. I mean, a video game that I think still holds up.
Absolutely.
It does.
Real tough. Really easy to get through the first three or four levels to save your cities.
Easy for some of you that are skilled at that. I would always, like, go out in the first round. It was difficult for me to do that.
I think the best I ever did on Ms. Pac-Man, the best ever, was maybe a score of about 600,000, and I've definitely gotten past the eighth screen.
How much time just would it take to get to that?
Maybe 2.5 hours.
Really?
Maybe solid 3 hours.
Do you ever get, like, a blister?
No. 4, 7, 7, 6.
Oh, what, he's not there?
Oh.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Leave your message after the tone.
He's out trying to get noticed.
Yeah, hey, listen, this is the Pac-Man champion, the Ms. Pac-Man champion from Disney World, 1981. Perhaps you've heard of me.
Hey.
And, and you are a dick. All I want to say to you, you dick. Okay, let's move on to the next story.
Hi.
Okay,
this is the Pong champion.
You want to call the very, very lucky woman?
Yes, I do.
We have the phone number for Ike Turner's 13th wife.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Stevie straightened himself out.
No, he hasn't.
Oh, really?
Ike Turner's 13th wife has a few things in common with his 11th wife. Mm. His 11th wife, of course, was Tina.
That was his 11th?
Yes.
Yeah. You mean that long ago he was on wife number? Wow, I didn't know that.
Both Tina and Jeanette Singh, and they have both dumped him. And no, Ross, he was never married to Kathleen Turner.
Oh, I thought he was.
Huh. Let me see. She filed divorce in May. She is the 13th woman to divorce Ike Turner.
When I was with Ike, it was difficult to babysit. Hi, Rosie.
No, that's Kathleen Turner.
I see. That's right. This is Jeanette
Turner.
Jeanette Turner.
Jeanette Turner.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
All right. Hold on. Let me try it again. 7-6-0. She should easily be able to get a special on TNT, I would think.
Turner Network Television.
Sure. Coming up.
Do you think Ike and Ted are related? Hey, Dad!
Definitely.
I'm getting divorced again.
Tonight, what's love got to do with it? Followed by Body Heat.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Jeanette?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jeanette. This is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
Didn't I already do your show?
No, honey, I know that we all sound the same to you, but you haven't.
Well, listen. Y'all don't sound the same to me. Now, where are you at?
It's a national show all the way from New York to California.
And can you give me some more information so I can have you, record of you?
A record of us?
Well,
what kind of information do you want, honey?
We'll give you our whole bio.
What's your radio show, the call letters are, and where you're located?
We're on over 60 radio stations. I can't give you all of them.
We're on the Westwood One Radio Network. We're based in Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Right.
Okay. Right. I got a buddy where my bass player is there with this theatrical play called Ain't Nothing But the Blues.
Honey, you are Ike Turner's 13th wife?
Are we on the air right now?
Yeah, yes.
That would be why they made me read that call to you. Where
I
said,
I thought maybe you would call me first and try to set it up before you...
No, that slows us down. We like to move
at a rapid
pace on this show.
We're on the air right now.
Okay, that's fine with me.
So you were Ike's 13th?
Yes.
Why would you, after the previous 12 had failed, why would you be the 13th to marry Ike Turner?
Why would Tina be 11th?
Was he charming?
He was charming and lovable, and I fell in love with him.
Well, I'll say this about Tina, that at least when Tina married him, when Tina was the 11th to marry him, there had been nobody who had written a book and had a movie made. I mean, it's not like wife number 5 had a movie made about what an a-hole Ike is.
Well,
by the time it got to you at number 13, had you already seen the movie, What's Love Got to Do with It?
Yes, I saw the movie, but 11 is 11, not 2. Not 1, not 3, at 11.
Now, you knew that he had this track record going into the marriage. What were your thoughts about that when you decided to marry him?
I just wanted to trust in my heart and trust in Ike, and I was, trusting, and...
You thought he was reformed?
Yes, because I've been with him since he's cleaned up his act, and I thought that he was going to be true to me, and apparently he was not. So.
How long were you married to Ike?
Legally, I was married to him for 5 years this year, and we were together for 12.
Can you tell us all what it is that you loved most about Ike Turner?
Well, he was just very charming and lovable, and likes to have fun. He doesn't act his age. I don't think he'll ever grow up.
What's he, about 80 now?
68.
68. What do you dislike most about Ike Turner?
His temper.
Oh, yeah. No, that's all easy.
Right. Gotcha.
That's an easy one.
Can I ask how old you are, Jeanette?
37.
Wow. Jesus.
Wow.
So there's quite an age difference. Did you have a healthy sex life with Ike?
No.
Really?
Your fault or his fault?
I think we'll leave that alone.
You'll leave the sex life alone?
Yeah.
Was he, as Tina Turner said, was he abusive in the relationship?
Probably not as much with me as he was with her, but yes, he was.
He hit you?
Yeah.
Was he soft in the pants?
Oh. What does that mean?
I mean 68. Was he soft in the pants?
Oh, well, I'm not going to touch on that either.
Mm-hmm. What about, I'm reading here that you want to pose for Playboy. Is that true?
That's true. I do want to do that. I also want to write a book, and I am recording. I just auditioned for this theatrical play, the one I just told you about, Ain't Nothing But the Blues.
See, why are you dissing Tina?
They're there in Washington, D.C., as a matter of fact. You should be able to see their show there.
Why were you dissing Tina? Because it sounds to me like you want to be just like Tina.
Oh, my goodness. Never, ever am I going to diss her. How did you get that?
Well, when I asked you what it was like to marry, number 13, and you said, well, you should ask number 11.
Mm-hmm. Well, I felt like you were dissing me, making me feel like I'm stupid or something, and I'm not, and I don't feel that she is either. I have all the respect in the world for her.
When you said that, it sounded kind of like, that maybe she was speaking out of turn. You buy everything that she said about him and written in her book and the movie and the whole night? Do you believe all that's legit?
I believe most of it is. Yes, I do.
Are you cute?
I've been told that I'm a nice-looking woman.
Will you describe yourself to us, please? Who's the celebrity?
You can go on mp3.com if you have the internet there, and there's picture of me. And
mp3.com?
mp3.com, and type in Jeanette Turner.
All right, Buzz, we got our news guys going there right now to find a picture of her. Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Who's the celebrity that I resemble?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we ask all of our listeners that, and since we haven't seen a picture of you, it's a way that we have of...
You know who I resemble more than anybody?
Who, honey?
Nicole Simpson.
Really?
I know that sounds crazy, but everybody I meet, you look just like Nicole Simpson.
So you're
Yeah, except your head is still attached to your body.
Yeah, and you're blonde? You're blonde and beautiful?
Yes.
So you're the white devil.
No.
It's the hot interracial romance.
Oh,
that's
my
right. God. Ebony and ivory.
Ebony and ivory.
Yes.
But unfortunately, it didn't work out that well.
No.
At any time when you were married to Ike, did you consider legally changing your name to Mrs. Lucky?
No.
Buzz, did you find the picture of Jeanette?
This woman is absolutely gorgeous.
Did she really describe her, Buzz?
Beautiful. Well, shoulder-length blonde hair, right?
Yeah.
And in this picture, she's wearing a silver vest that's open with nothing underneath. And
Can you see everything?
Silver pants. Well, no. It's a publicity photo.
Okay, I gotcha.
And lead to the imagination.
Right.
Until you get into Playboy, are you...
Right.
Is that going well? Do you expect to be in Playboy? Are you far along in the negotiation?
Well, no. Negotiations have just started.
Oh, okay.
Ah, gotcha. Would you sleep with Hugh Hefner to get in Playboy?
No.
Would you consider marrying Larry King?
No.
Would you ever, if Playboy didn't work out, would you consider some of the... lesser publications, in my case, I don't think lesser. Penthouse, Club,
Swank,
We,
Club. You said Club?
I think I said club.
No. If I can't do Playboy, I won't do anything.
Wow. Boy, Hugh Hefner, he's got the corner on that mark.
If you get in Playboy, Jeanette, the 13th Mrs. Ike Turner, will you show everything?
Will I do what?
Will you show everything?
I won't have a choice then, will I?
Right.
Do you know what I mean when I say show everything?
I don't know. Maybe I don't.
Will you get into the position like you were going to the GYN?
No, I don't think so.
You won't.
You won't do. Doesn't matter because Playboy, they don't make him do that anyway.
Right.
That would be more like Penthouse.
Yeah, or Hustler.
Or Hustler. Yeah. We didn't mention Hustler.
Playboy is classy, and that's why I wanted to do it with Playboy. If I don't do it with Playboy, I won't do it with.
That's the same thing Darva Conger said too.
If Penthouse offered you a spread. However, they said the only way you can get in the spread is if they can photograph you nude, urinating. Would you do it?
No.
Because isn't that the big thing?
Yeah, that's
Penthouse?
What they do. They actually do that in Penthouse magazine now. It's their new thing.
Oh, God.
It's true. Pick up a copy sometime. They really do that in
it
there.
It turns guys on.
Man, it's you know, if we...
Oh, my God.
They do. I swear to God.
True.
I believe you.
Do you pay Ike alimony or does Ike pay you alimony?
Neither.
You didn't get any kind of monetary settlement after the marriage?
Well, it's not over with yet.
Oh, you're in the middle of it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We're
trying to get our court date together.
Does he have a lot of money still?
He's comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Comfortable. He's not related to Ted, is he?
No.
Ted Turner? And what is Ike short for?
Izier.
Izier? How do you get Ike out of Izier?
Well, that's a nickname for Izier.
All right. Well, listen, Jeanette, thank you for your time. We just thought it would be interesting to talk to the 13th Mrs. Ike Turner.
We're going to run over to the website and take a look at your picture. We can't see it from where we are, but our news guy, Buzz, says you're a hottie. Very pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Would you mind if I close this interview with a joke?
As long as it's not going to hurt my feelings.
Okay, what do you get when you cross Ike Turner with Ted Turner?
I don't know.
The guy who colorizes his wife black and blue.
Oh my God. Bada bing. Always end the interview with a joke.
Okay. take care, okay?
Let a smile be your handshake.
Yeah, be happy, make somebody else, Jeanette.
Okay, thank you.
That's all the time we have. I'm so glad we had this time together. The current time is 1:30. Until next time, make your time a special time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Crazy hoe.
She was a whore.
Very pretty.
I no doubt she's hot, Buzz.
Wow.
The 13th, Mrs. Ike Turner.
That's the Ike Turner wife after all the stuff was out.
Right, mm-hmm. After the book, yeah. After the movie, after sure. Tina screamed out how he treated her.
Kind of thought he was reformed.
Right.
I guess he hadn't been.
I guess not.
What's the thing he disliked the most? His temper.
Yeah. Right. Well, celebrity she most resembles, Nicole.
Yeah, terrific.
Nicole, not a great choice.
My God.
All right, there you go, exclusive interview. We will be back with more in a moment.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here.
If it helps, cover their faces with your thumb while you listen. The Don and Mike Show.
They come out of the theater and they says,
save.
And they say, save. We are going to be taking a vacation day tomorrow and Monday, so we won't be back in studio till Tuesday. Just so you don't think we got hit by a bus or anything, where you get in your car tomorrow, we're not there.
That's right.
When we come back live on Tuesday, next Tuesday, we will have that yodeling lady on.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
I don't even remember her name, but a couple of days ago we previewed the album, so she will be on the show.
Her name is Hottie.
Also, next week, the Las Vegas Style Show, Wednesday night, Club Element across from MCI Center in D.C.
Yeah.
The biggest, the wildest Las Vegas style show ever.
All right.
Want to say thanks for giving us the number one ratings, D.C. Again.
Here, D.C.
Big show next Wednesday night. Don't cost nothing to get in. We will see you at Club Element. And also, we need animal poop.
Yep.
We're gonna debut Feces of the Species.
How are we going to acquire it?
That's why I'm putting out the word right now.
Right.
That at some point, between now and next Wednesday night,
right.
There has to be somebody from the farm community,
yes.
or somebody from the National Zoo,
mm-hmm.
or somebody from one of the many pet farms or petting right. zoos.
Please, no human.
Yes, no human poop.
Right, please.
Although, you know, maybe as a wild card.
Oh, my God.
Maybe as a wild card, we'll throw in some human poop.
Right.
But that, I think, we could get from anywhere.
Absolutely.
What we need is dog poop. I think pretty much anything that looks like human poop.
Anything that's brown. I mean, you can't have bird poop because it's probably difficult to analyze.
But brown and Tootsie Roll shaped. Because I think if we get like rabbit poop or deer poop,
right.
they're small little marbles and they're identifiable immediately.
That's true.
See, because the contest will be for people to come up on stage, there'll be a giant piece of plywood.
Right.
And on this plywood will be four, maybe five different piles.
And you have to analyze it.
Of feces.
Kind of a buffet.
Like an ostrich.
You know, depending yeah. on how, if an ostrich is,
yeah, who knows?
Is similar. You know, the whole thing is we're trying to confuse you.
And basically, we'd like all of the feces to look the same. Like, I got to think, probably a bear, you certainly hear that a lot, of, you know,
right.
does a bear S in the woods. Mm-hmm. I would think a bear's poop mm-hmm. would be very similar to a human's poop.
Now, will we have the feces of the species all lined up on the board and then, like, have identification cards where the person that's chosen has to identify all the different feces, and then if they win and if they don't get it, then the next
yes,
person has
where,
to come
where they get them matched up.
There's there was a game, a TV game show that was like that one time.
Another poop that I'm thinking is, that probably looks like human poop is monkey poop.
Monkey poop, I would think so.
I bet the monkeys probably crap the same way as humans do.
Absolutely, and depending on, you know, the section that's removed, you could actually make it all kind of run together.
So, I think though, the way we're thinking about doing this is getting a big piece of plywood
yeah.
and having like five paper plates
yeah.
that are nailed or glued to the plywood.
And on each plate is
will be a pile of
feces.
Of the different feces.
Right. And then you have to put the card in front of the feces.
Yeah,
you'll
right.
have all the cards and the different feces, and you have to match. It's almost like match game with feces.
Right. If you can put them all together,
right.
then you're the big winner.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll supply rubber gloves.
Good.
Sure. If you feel the need to touch.
Okay. Yep.
So we need some help with the animal poop. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
You guys are off tomorrow and Monday?
Yes.
Hey, you guys have had more time off in the last month than I get all year long. What's going on?
You gotta, that means you have to work a little harder, sir.
Okay. Just a couple of extra days we have coming to us.
I don't think that's right.
That's good. Well, congratulations.
What's off?
Well, I only get 2 weeks a year off.
Have you worked at the same field for over 25 years as I have?
Well, no.
No, okay. All right, thanks.
All right, we'll just keep on chugging.
You know, two sinking days. What would you rather have me do? Lie to you, and what would you rather have me do? Not tell you that we're not going to be here tomorrow, and maybe you wouldn't even be bright enough. You turn on the radio, and you wouldn't even know it tomorrow.
Well,
you might hear the episode and just think we're here. I'd rather be honest with you. We're taking a couple days off.
Well, okay. I guess go ahead and do it then.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for your permission.
Enjoy the best of, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye bye.
Goodbye.
Christ. And like the Wendy's.
Like if that guy could get a couple of days off, he wouldn't take it.
No, yeah, he would.
Come
he's,
on.
He's trying. That's what he wants. He's better.
Will anybody help us with the animal poops here? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I don't mean to go too far back in the show because I know you hate that. But regarding Miss I Want to Be Tina, what's her book going to be called? I Knew What I Was Getting Into?
Yeah, probably. I think, yeah, but that is covering ground on the show.
Or subtitled, I'm Paying My Dues. I mean, hey, listen to her. Oh, I'm writing a book, and I'm wanting to act, and it's like, she knew what the hell she was getting.
No, I think the bottom line is when she said she wanted to get into Playboy, when I read that in her bio, you know, maybe that's not why she married Ike, but that certainly is a hook to get her into Playboy.
Absolutely.
Right? You say, Mrs. Ike Turner, number 13, nude in Playboy this month. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don.
Yes.
Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great, thank you. We're sweating our balls off. It's 105 degrees in the studio today.
Well, you need to be outside.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's 85 degrees.
I know, it's wonderful outside. Our air conditioning is broken in here.
Beautiful outside the studio door.
We are in a room with closed doors, big metal doors, hot lights, all kinds of mechanical equipment,
mm-hmm.
and the air conditioning is busted. Jesus
Mike,
Christ. What a mess.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
Smoke a hot ass.
directing that towards
the... E.T. the extra testicle?
Well, this guy's still doing the pornos?
All right, okay, Man on the Poon.
What was that one?
Man on the Poon.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye.
Good.
Goodbye. All right, enough. Someone will call with the animal poops shortly, I hope. Being as I've already mentioned, don't be mad at us. Be mad at the dirt. We won't be here tomorrow. Because of that, we're going to do a Friday favorite. To D. And once again, welcome to the wonderful studio. I press the button. I'm not getting dick.
Huh.
I should be getting a little Jeopardy song right now. I'm not getting anything.
Maybe it's the heat.
Try it again. Yeah, see, nothing there, Robbie.
Might not be cued.
What the hell?
Re-cued.
What the hell?
See if it cues. It's pretty burned, though.
WTF. Come, listen, just come on in.
Hey, what's going on? Hey,
I don't know, Arnold.
Hi, this is I. I'm in... Machine doesn't work.
No,
how are you?
I apologize. The world's greatest movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is here, and I...
You having a problem with your machine?
And I don't have my Jeopardy music for him.
I used to admit the machine is going with the wrong thing there. I don't understand. It's stupid. Why don't you complain?
What do you think I've been doing?
You're a major star at the station. Why don't you complain if I've got a technical problem? I do the complaining. I go to the director of the movie, and I say, hey.
Hey.
You know, I say, you're the director. Why don't you get that thing to work the way that it's supposed to? And you know what?
What?
24 hours later, it's working fine. Then I'm fine and happy. That's the way it's supposed to work.
See, Arnold.
You? Yeah.
Arnold, that is because you are a major film star. I am simply a lowly disc jockey.
Yeah, the filmography, Twins, Jingle All the Way, Batman, Kindergarten Cop, and Terminator, lots of random pictures that I've done together. But I love coming on the Don and Mike show, because it's fun. We always have a good time together.
Arnold, do you know...
How are you?
I'm fine. Let me ask you, please turn off that German music. That is an insult to Arnold.
I don't like that. You know, it's the stereotype of, I say so one time when they put it in the movie music. It's a German, and I said, I'm Austrian. Don't you remember that? Huh? I'm Austrian, not German. You got to remember that I do the films as an Austrian actor, not a German. Everybody thinks, because of the name and the accent, that I'm the German guy, and that is the mistake that they do for the movies.
Are any of your relatives who may be living in the Long Island area... by any chance named Hiller?
Yeah, I probably have a few of the Hiller relatives but I don't talk about them. You know, they were connected to Austria, and that goes back to a bunch of lies. Lies that were told to people about my family's connection with the Nazis.
That's what I'm bringing up.
No, I'll get angry.
Don't get angry.
I'll start busting up the studio. You don't want that.
Don't get angry.
You know, I'm very depressed because of the recent publicity that my ass has gotten. And, you know, I could snap like the rubber band at any moment, go crazy, and, you know, we'll have wacky bust-ups in here with the walls and... I'm in finger on furniture going all around. That's, you don't want that, do you?
Let me ask you, what are you doing on a boat with your wife and your kids?
Okay.
And other kids pulling down your pants? You're on page 3 of the New York Post.
May I address that?
Absolutely naked with your wiener and your butt hanging out.
Could I address that thing about in the paper?
Please.
It's me taking off my pants, the trunks that I had while I was swimming. As you know, I'm a member of the Kennedy clan. And I've been in the Kennedy clan for years, since I married Maria. And they are good people. So we're up in Giannis doing the thing with the Kennedy family. And
as long as you're there, they should call it hyenas.
Now, you're getting close to the whole problem, okay?
The whole problem.
Someone, a buddy, a pal of mine, explained what the thing was with the... I was doing a thing on the boat where we'd had the previous night at the Kennedy clan's house, the clam bake, where the good food is put in the sand and they make the lobsters and the clams And then they dole it out on the plates. So I ate a lot, and a lot of corn. And corn on the cob is a part of it. And this guy said, why don't you tell the truth? And then people will know that you're not taking a bathing suit off in front of the small child and being some kind of molester guy.
Right, like a pedophile.
I had a problem with my bathing suit that I was... I wrote it down. Let me get it up because this is what problem was.
Arnold's going to explain to us why naked on a boat and had his picture taken by the New York Post.
This is a statement that I will read to you. Okay. I was brown capping. I was brown capping on my trunks, on my Speedo, and because I was brown capping.
You mean you had a poop that was poking its head out?
Well, yeah, that's it. There you go. Now you don't call me the big pervert guy, because what happened was I'd eaten the food, and I was on the boat without a bathroom with a toilet.
Right.
And so I was on the boat, and my suit was blue, but the back was brown, and I could no longer wear that. I had to get it off. I had to take it off because it had the stain.
But Arnold,
the giant stain, and I had to take it off right away.
Arnold,
before people, you would see in the Post, Arnold has big brown stain in back of the suit, and it would be worse than if they put the picture of me without the bottom.
You think that would be worse?
Yeah.
If they had a picture of you with a brown stain as opposed to you naked in front of children?
That's what the Kennedy clan told me to do. They said, you know, just take the suit off. So I said,
who told you that, Eunice?
Yeah, I don't know who was on the boat with the Kennedys. It might have been just my wife, Maria. Maria, who told me that that I should take the suit off before. That's what she said. Don't leave it on. It's got a stripe on the back of it. You don't want people to see that. So I said, I better take it off right away because I got to poop.
Hey,
and
funny.
I couldn't poop for 3 hours later because we were out in the bay with all the people and the swimming. And once I did, I took the suit off, put a clean one on, and dove in the water and cleaned myself.
Oh,
that's the way it works.
You cleaned
yourself.
You cleaned your butt?
I did. I cleaned it with iron fingers.
Oh, no.
I didn't have paper or towels or anything like that, so that's why I did this. So now you understand, you know? Yeah, I mean, now you got the whole story.
So your wife...
movie star, me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Your wife ordered you to do it.
Yeah, she said, you don't wear those shorts, Arnold. Look at the back of you. You had so much food. At the clam,
at the clam big. Hey, how scary looking is your wife getting?
Well,
be honest with me, man to man.
You always ask me for the honest thing, and you always go right to the open cut.
The open wound?
Yeah, I'm in wound. And you always ask the...
She's looking like Skeletor, I think.
She's
kind of looking like Jay Leno a little bit.
Well, what happens is all the Eunice, you know, and the Kennedys turn into some sort of skeletal face with the teeth get larger. Most people's... Here, you want to know the explanation?
Yes, Arnold.
This is the way it happens. Most of the Kennedys in the Kennedy clan, although their heads stop growing, when they get old, their teeth continue to grow, so they look so like skeletons, and the teeth make their jaws sink in, and it's not good, and it's not good for me. And I told her, get it straightened out, or I'm leaving you.
Oh, you can't leave her. Politically, you can't leave her. I mean...
And it works too good for the career.
Right.
And, you know, I'm hoping to do another picture with Sinbad and several of my directors that I, you know, like to work with. And, you know, I'm a movie star, so I don't have to have, you know, I got the kids that like me, do the movies that are funny, and so I can do comedy or
drama?
Yeah, I'm in drama.
And what about that story you read in the tabloids where you ran over... Didn't you run over a dog, of the family dog in his Hummer? Right.
Yeah, the dog was asking for it. The dog was so obnoxious. The dog was so stupid, being behind the wheels of the tires of the big Humvee that I got. And I dragged back over the dog, and the dog screamed. And the people said, I'm a big dog killer. Hey, movie star, you killed the dog. I said, I didn't see it. And pooch near the fields of the car, so that's why I drive over
it, and it's right, it broke my heart. It's a stupid animal got killed, but I gave them a large sum of money from my big bank account that the movie star has. Hi, Madonna. And I gave a big check.
Did you just see Madonna walk by the window?
She's good people.
Have you met Madonna, the movie star, or the record star? You mean Madonna who works
here?
The
sales lady, she knows. She's a big fan. I got her the autograph. You know, she likes Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. So I dropped over the dog and killed it. That's the truth. Now you got that in
the
truth,
The story in the tabloid said your kids were really upset, and like they were watching as their father backed up his gigantic movie star Humvee and ran it over the family pet.
But I got a simple philosophy for that.
What's that?
You drive over the dog, you buy a horse. You drive over the horse, you buy a dinosaur. You know, you keep moving. You keep moving up. That's how the kids will feel better. You know, they didn't feel it. As soon as I dropped off the pony, they were happy. The tears turned to laughter. So they don't have no problem with that. But I said, hey, I killed your dog, but look at that. I got a brand new pony for your yacht. Huh? Ride the pony. Forget about the dog. Kill the pony. Buy like an elephant to keep in the house. And they'll be happy. I got the money for it. Huh? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, Arnold.
Still going to see Arnold movies?
As a matter of fact,
I
saw the last one you did, the stupid one about the devil.
Yeah, the stupid
one. End of Days.
End of Days, good movie. I was not a lot of dialogue. My agent said, enough with the chit-chat. You know, go back to your roots. Do the shoot-em-ups with the action, you know.
Who is your agent?
My agent.
Is it Donald Ephraim?
Donald Ephraim of the Chicago.
Oh.
He's a good guy. Always tells me, if I've got the director, mit der Argument und die alten einen Scenes, which we go, and the director's not good, I'll call him and he says, stay cool. Stay cool, Arnold. And I'm like, thanks, Don. Thank you, Donnie. From say hi to Joe Coyne for me. They're good guys. And your son, Elliot. He's the guy I deal with a lot. Do you have a good time? And that's what it's all about. Are you having a good time? Good. Have meat, good time. Einen dog. You bring up the sore subjects. My wife's teeth and the dog I killed. You're a tough interviewer, but I like the show. That's why I come on it again. Again and again, because I'm having a good time. And that's what people want. So I'll leave the studio and people walk up to me and say, hey, I'm so angry. I wish you could be on the Don and Mike show longer. And they'll say, next time, I'll be on it with that. You're such a crazy interviewer with the questions about the teeth and the Nazis and the dog and my brown cat.
Okay, Arnold. You know, we are going to play.
Sure.
Low Budget Jeopardy. Now, listen, I have the music now. See, this is the music. You recognize this?
Cash flow, you, it's you and me. Don and Mike to play low budget Jeopardy.
Yeah, that's good.
But don't make me read the English again.
Oh, no.
You know, I got a problem with that.
You're going to have to read the prizes at the end of the show today.
You're a troublemaker, you.
How do you memorize the script for these dumb movies you do?
I got an assistant that reads it to me, and then I memorize it, and they read it over and over. Like, for example, in the Terminator movies, the guys come up and they use my dialogue. So they go, Sarah Connor. I go, Sarah Connor, Sarah Connor, Sarah Connor. Until I memorize it. And then I get the lines right, and I look good. Huh?
So how long does it take you to make a movie? Or it would take the average guy, let's say, 2 to 3 months to make a movie, like A Perfect Storm. How long would it take you to make A Perfect Storm with all the dialogue in A Perfect Storm?
You got
to
triple the time for Arnold to learn the dialogue, because I got to work with the assistant. Only two guys in Hollywood I do that. I do it, and so does Jerry Stiller. And they feed the dialogue to me again and again and again.
You've been on the set of King of Queens.
Yeah, he's got the same guy. Works with the lines. If he's a regular guy 3 months, give me nine. 9 months for a Schwarzenegger film. Fortunately, we don't have a lot of dialogue to learn, okay?
Okay.
Are you happy now?
I'm happy.
Yeah.
We're going to play Jeopardy with the first two people to call us right now on the toll-free line.
Toll-free line.
Call my bitches right now.
Hey, the bitches. I'm in bitches. Hey, you know what my favorite body part still is?
What?
It's the ass.
877.
Unless I'm brown caffeine.
365-3636. Two calls right now. Low Budget Jeopardy coming up next.
Don't wear a Speedo after a clambake.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here I have a son that is dying for playing with his father. He's dying to have the latest of the toys. And he's talking about this Turbo Man doll. And I play one of those fathers and husbands that is too busy.
There you are.
Don't make them pimp Mac ya. Don and Mike.
That's me. I did that...
The Shobo Man was a real toy that I took home to my kids.
I know.
It's a good toy. It was a good movie. Sinbad's a brilliant actor.
He sure is. And you know what else, Arnold?
What's that?
Sure is a funny man.
He's a funny guy, and he helped me do comedy. Now we do more movies together in the future, and they'll make a lot of money. And you'll be happy. Huh?
Have you ever noticed that Sinbad's kind of orangey-colored?
Mine. Right, they don't notice that. The color doesn't matter as much as the ability of the actor to do the things. That's it.
What is it about Sinbad that you find so funny?
He's the guy makes me, he'll come to the set with the jokes and the funny gags that he plays. The practical gags on the crew, and that makes me laugh. Like one time, the crew guy came up and said, "Hey, Sinbad, your lunch is ready," and he hit him in the head, and we laughed. It was so funny, and he's a good, funny guy. He's funny. I like that.
And is it hot enough in the studio for you? You're the only guy that's been in this part of the building today that has not complained about the oppressive heat and humidity that we're suffering with in our studio area today.
Yeah, when I did Pumping Iron, the first one, which became the definitive bodybuilding movie of all time, I would work in the studio with the weights, and I'd have the heat turned up loud. And you turn the heat up loud, and then... What's so funny?
I'm sorry.
And you turn the heat up loud, and then I'd start to sweat. And that's what that's how you drain the fat off. And we'd really sweat, especially my boss. And it would be a great way to lose weight and get in shape. And that's what the kids do now. But don't wear plastic, because then your skin can't breathe, and you'll die.
Oh, thank you. And it's a good thing you said that, because I was just thinking about going upstairs and putting on my plastic suit.
Yeah, that would be bad. Because your pulse, your pulse can't breathe.
My what can't breathe?
Your pulse.
My pus?
Your pulse.
My pulse?
The holes in your skin.
Oh, my pores.
Yeah, whatever you say it the wrong way. I say the pulse can't breathe with the oxygen.
Arnold, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
That's great. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is contestant one. I don't have a name, and I need a name.
Oh, name is Jeffrey.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, Jeffrey.
Hello, Mr. Schwarzenegger.
What do you do for a living?
I run a clothing store.
Proprietor. Do you sell a lot of clothes?
Yes, I do. Today's a good day.
Well, that's good for you. I hope you're very successful.
He is from the D.C. area, so let me make sure I thank him for those fantastic number one ratings today that we got.
That's great, and he's our returning champion. I didn't get a chance to tell you that. He's got a total of $42.
Oh, he does.
What do you think of that? Love Christmas. And now entering the studio is the challenger. This guy's all the way out west from Spokane, Washington. He's a landscaper. His name is Andrew Horton. I used to read the book, Horton Hears a Who. Yeah, that's good. I read that book. I read it on my vacation.
It's a challenging read, isn't it?
Oh, it's a great read.
Arnold, have you ever read Green Eggs and Ham?
That's a good one, too. I read that. We ran out of vacation. We were only gone for a week. No. And I read that on my... I finished it on the second vacation I took.
Have you ever read One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish?
Oh, yeah. I love that. That's such a good one. And what's the one I just finished? Oh, man. Feet, Feet, Feet. It's so good. It's great. But I don't remember the title of it. So you'll have to tell me. And you'll have to send it to me. And in book.
What about Go Dog Go?
Go Dog Go. It's fantastic. I like all those books.
Can you tell me the plot of your favorite? And of course, we're talking about your favorite author is.
I like Dr. Seuss. Uh-huh. Dr. Seuss is the author that writes the book that I enjoy because the worlds are not gigantic and you can have a good crazy time. I like Sneetches.
Sneetches?
Yeah, that's the best. I like Sneetches.
What's the plot of Sneetches?
Sneetches is all the Sneetches want to look like the other ones, so they get the machine, and the machine puts the different stars on the bellies of the Sneetches, and then they turn into the better Sneetches, and at the end you realize that all the snitches are equal and we should love each other, and it's so good. But I like also the original Green Eggs and Ham.
What about Fox and Socks?
I don't care for that.
You didn't like that one?
Too many the pictures don't match with the words on the page, and that confuses me greatly. That's why I have trouble with that one. But the next book I'm going to try to read on the vacation is not Go Dog Go, but it's Spot and Blue from Blue's Clues.
Oh. Oh.
They are good books. Yeah, they're and all the Sesame Street with the Oscar and the Grouch. They're good books. Maybe you should try them, huh?
Okay, let's play the game.
Okay, we already met both guys. And now entering the studio is a guy that likes Green Eggs and Hammonds and with Doug DeZeus as much as I do. Let's say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Arnold. And hello, Jeff. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, LQ.
Boys, don't remember that we forced you to answer the form of a question. I live with my mom. Wait, come on, I shoot my Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. Unless we're playing the game, then it's LQ or Cookmaster. And always call him Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right foot, left foot, feet. Dog is right.
You ever read, I know it's not by Dr. Seuss, but you ever read Hansel and Gretel?
Nine. Too much of the words. They got me a book one time. Maria got me a big thick one. I said, look at the words. Get the smaller words and the bigger pictures. What are you dealing with here? I'm a movie star.
Here are your categories, guys, and they are X-Men.
Oh, that's not my cup of tea.
Why? Because you're not in it?
Goddamn right.
Survivor.
Oh, that's a good show. I watched that.
Cops
is that's the reality thing, right?
No, but this is a category about police.
Oh, policemen, huh? I support the policemen. They're good.
New on home video or DVD.
You can get a lot of my movies on that.
And states and capitals.
Ah, don't do that. What's that worth?
One more time, guys. Here you go. They are X-Men, Survivor, Cops.
That's okay.
New on home video DVD.
That's a good category.
States and capitals.
Nine.
Andrew, you're the challenger. We'll start with you. Andrew, I'm sorry. There he is. Andrew.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
X-Men for started off.
He played Malcolm X in the movies.
Who is...
Sorry, you took too much time and hit the buzzer. And now it's time to go to Jeffrey. Hey, Jeffrey, your chance to steal.
Who is Denzel Washington?
Right. And incidentally, Arnold, I thought you would have been great as Malcolm X.
Oh, I auditioned for all those movies. They say, you know, they want an actor that can be more true to the part. I said, show me a part I can do. Hey, you lost. And I walked out. Hey, Jeffrey, you got $1. Select again, I'm in the boarding.
X-Men for two.
Perhaps the most famous porn star ever. This guy has one gigantic member.
Hey, Andrew, do you know your pornography?
Who is John Holmes?
John Holmes, yeah.
$2, he knows, yeah.
Yes, Johnny the Wad.
He had an enormous Schwanstucker.
See, get it, rated X-Men.
That's good. I like the crazy, goofy twists. Okay, Andrew.
Let's finish it up.
Marvel Comics editor who has a cameo in the movie X-Men.
Who is Stan Lee?
That's right, Stan Lee.
$3 for Andrew Horton, and you're in control of time to move to the other categories.
DVD, please.
New on home video or DVD?
Yes.
Stars Neve Campbell.
Aye. Hey, Jeffrey Stuhlman, it's your chance to steal.
What is Scream 3?
Scream 3, right. And Arnold, again, you would have been great in that movie.
I auditioned. They said that you wanted somebody younger. I said, show a better body than this, huh? Your loss. Okay, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, you're in control. You got to go again.
New on home video or DVD for two.
Stars Rob Schneider.
Who is Deuce Bigelow?
Yes, right. Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo. Again, a movie.
Yeah.
You would have been great in Arnold.
Didn't audition for that one. I don't like that creep. I don't like anything he does. He's just a little S. Rob Schneider. Not an actor. Look at his body. Okay. $2 for you now. Select again, Mr. Stuhlman.
And let's close out the category.
Stars Frankie Muntz. That is the kid from Malcolm in the Middle.
What is Stuart Little?
Yeah, right. This one's impossible.
Hey, Andrew, your chance to steal. Do you know the obscure one?
Charlie Stossel loved it. It was a movie called My Dog Skip.
My Dog Skip, yeah.
Were you up for that one?
No, Stossel would love it.
His wife left him for a lesbian.
Do you know Charlie Stossel?
Norm Bell. He came out one time. I gave him a free jacket from Eraser.
Do you ever try to bathe your children?
Fine. No, I had to keep him away. I said he's a strange duck, that one. He's still getting the prison mail.
He sure is.
Attaboy. Hey, Jeffrey, you're in control.
Actually, I believe the other gentleman is because he answered. No, he didn't. Okay, I'm sorry. Cops for one.
Cops. Okay, cops, here you go. This state has the most cops.
What is
68,000. Let me finish.
I'm sorry, Elsa.
Yes, right.
Hey, Jeffrey, it's $1 you wanted, but you're getting a little over eager.
You know what, Arnold?
Yeah.
Dock him 50 cents.
Okay, that knocks you down to 450. Now listen, Jeffrey, I got to lecture you, okay?
All right.
You like playing the game, right?
I do.
And you're having a good time.
I'm having a great time.
And you want to stay?
Yes, please. I would like
so
to stay.
So don't get so eager.
Now calm down and relax.
Doggershine. Select again.
Cops for two.
This state has the second most cops, 65,000 cops in the state.
What is California?
That's right.
That brings your total to 650. You must be happy, Jeffrey. Select again.
Let's close out cops for three.
And Arnold, when we say 50 on this show, we say it the way Chris Rock does. We say 50.
That's not correct.
F-I-D-D-Y. 50.
50.
50.
Now you're supposed to, the fifth, the F sounding. And it's even F 50.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6
7, 8, 9, 10. Hey, as a Deutscher. Way to go. I'll bring you over to Austria. We'll drink schnapps and ski. There you go. He's got 650.
Thank you, Arnold.
Thank you, sir.
Cops for three. Here we go. This state has the fewest cops in America. Only 1,000 cops in the whole state.
What is North Dakota?
9. Andrew, it's your chance to steal. Here's a chance to catch up.
What is Alaska?
No.
No, boys. No, boys. The V is for Vermont.
Vermont, yeah. They don't get cops, but they got pine trees. Okay. Hey, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, you're in control. You want to keep going?
Yes.
Good.
Please, Mr. Schwarzenegger, survivor for one.
He was voted off the island last night.
Who is Greg?
Right.
$1 for you. That means you got another one. You got 750. Go again.
I don't know, Arnold.
Huh?
750.
750.
750.
750.
750.
There you go. You think I'm getting it?
Yeah.
Ah, good. I know.
Survivor for two, please.
She is married to a real fatso.
Who is Jenna?
Andrew, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Gretchen?
Nine.
Susan.
Oh, you both got it wrong. You got to pay attention. Okay, Jeffrey, you're in control.
Let's close it out for three, please.
Her family didn't send her a videotape.
Hey, Andrew, it's your chance to steal. You think you got this one?
Who is Jenna?
That's right. He does have it, Arnold.
And with that, he takes the lead. He must be happy in the goofy game.
Sure am, Al.
All right, select again, Andrew.
What's the category of the state?
States and capitals.
Oh, this one.
States and capitals, yeah. Let's do it.
Who cares?
Arnold, this is important stuff.
Ah, nothing. Back home, my capital is Innsbruck. That's all I care about.
Is it Innsbruck or is it Vienna?
It's Innsbruck.
Innsbruck, Austria?
Sure, isn't it?
No.
Okay, hey, you with the big
head. What is it, head?
Vienna.
It's Vienna. I was right. It is Vienna.
Well, congratulations.
Like the sausages.
Why don't I pop your eyeball out?
Hey.
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 Are you a Ron and Fez?
Oh, I love that show.
Hey.
Scatlover.com. All right. Hey, Andrew, you're in control.
State the capital, please.
All right. It is the capital of the great state of Tennessee.
What is...
9. Jeffrey, your chance to steal.
What is Knoxville?
No, boys, no. A little town called Nashville.
Nashville. I love that music. That's my favorite kind.
Country music?
Oh, I love country music. Yeah, I like Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson. On the road again.
You get the joke, Arnold? Listen, when you say country music,
yeah.
I like country music.
I like country music.
Do you get it?
Oh, that's dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a bad boy.
You like country music.
I like country music. Yeah, there we go.
You can use that joke sometime with your Hollywood friends.
The punta.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. That's what I'm talking about.
Sure. That's
country music.
Pretty funny, don't you think so, Andrew?
See.
There we go. Time to select another category. I mean, another question.
State the capitals for two, please.
It is the capital of Alabama.
What is Montgomery?
That's right.
$2 for you. You've taken the lead, Andrew.
Let's finish it up.
All right, the final question on the big board. It is the capital of the great state of North Dakota.
What is...
Hey, Jeffrey, your chance to steal.
What is Bismarck?
Bismarck, you pulled that right out of your ass,
That's
Jeffrey.
Incredible, and he just ekes out a 50-cent lead at the end of the first round.
Arnold?
Yeah.
50 cents.
He ekes out a 50-cent lead at the end of the first round.
Okay, Jeffrey, Andrew, hold on. We'll be back with Final Low Budget Jeopardy after
this. This is the Don and Mike Show. For your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Look at that shot. Now that's what I call acting.
This is the story of the crowd of river and
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, I swear to God.
Yeah.
This studio is so hot.
Oh, come on.
That the cartridge machines are failing. And you see the CDs that we play, the music we play when we come back?
Yeah, what's the matter with them?
Well, you see the wrappers that they're in?
Yeah, those are the things that they put the CDs in.
The CDs are in these little plastic covers?
Yeah.
The plastic covers have been sitting up on top of the card machines.
Right.
They're melting.
Oh, that's not good for the petroleum products.
They are melting. That is how hot it is in our studio right now.
You got to get a new one. You got to get a new studio. Why don't they build you one?
They just built us a studio, Arnold.
They got to do it again. They got it wrong. That's what I'd say. Build me a new set. I want everyone off the set. Build a new one for me right now. You know who you're dealing with?
Who?
Me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Jeffrey, Andrew, are there, boys?
Yeah.
All right, final low budget Jeopardy. Here we go. And don't forget to answer in the form of a question. Here's your Jeopardy category. 8 years ago today.
Oh, that's a teaser.
8 years ago today, this hillbilly singer ruled the charts with the idiotic song, Achy Breaky Heart. 8 years ago today, this hillbilly ruled the charts with his idiotic single, Achy Breaky Heart. Need the singer's name, but don't forget, guys, in the form of a question. Good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Arnold Schwarzenegger swim trunks. That's right, the same kind I wear now, made of 100% nylon with a special panty liner to prevent unwanted stains. These come in a variety of colors, blue, red, and white. And if you get your trunks now, I'll throw in a case of Arnold wipes. Made with witch hazel and menthol. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy, okay? Huh?
Low Budget Jeopardy. All right there, Arnold, my favorite Austrian who is not a Nazi. Who do I want to talk to first?
The guy with the less money is Andrew. Andrew Horton.
Andrew, and here he is right now. Andrew.
Yes.
8 years ago today, this hillbilly ruled the charts with his idiotic song, Achy Breaky Heart.
Who is Billy Ray Cyrus?
Correct.
You double scored the $20 to Andrew Horton. Congratulations, but
thanks,
you got to wait to see how it goes.
Jeffrey, you are the winner if you have the right answer.
Can I change my answer to his?
No.
All right, Randy Travis.
No. Sorry, that knocks you down to zero. And that means that Andrew Horton, the landscaper, is the big champion on the show. The big guy with the most diamond money.
Congratulations, yes, in fact. And Arnold Billy Ray Cyrus, one of your favorite performers, isn't he?
You can take my heart, my achy, breaky heart. That's great. He had the long hair in the back and the sneakers.
The mullet cut is what he had.
Oh, that's a good actor. He's a good singer and actor. I'd like to put him in the movie.
All right, well, listen, one of you guys wins the money. The other guy, don't go away, Matt, just go away. Either way, here is Arnold Schwarzenegger to tell you what you want. Arnold.
First of all, Andrew, you double your score for the $20. Then we throw in the $25 for the total of $45. But wait, we got prizes for Jeffrey Stuhlman.
All right, now don't forget, Arnold.
Yeah.
Sound him out.
Okay. Are you ready, Jeffrey Stuhlman?
I'm ready, Arnold.
All right, here we go. Let's give it a try, shall we? First of all, you've won the kit. Prize pack, courtesy of Disney's the kid. The kid is now showing us all
amphitheaters.
AMC.
Check your paper for showtimes. But wait.
There's more.
Yeah. You have won a Nick at Night price pack. It's a 3-hour block party every night at 9 p.m. It's central on Nick at Night. All summer long, it's the Lucy Sunday and the Griffith Monday, Gilkin on Tuesday, Hillbillies on Wednesday, and Brady Bunch on Thursday. But wait,
there's more.
You have won a coffee cool atta from Dunkin' Donuts. Try one today, but wait.
Hillbore!
You have won 4 tickets to see the Redskins scrimmage the Ravens on Friday, July 28th at FedEx Field. Following the game is the concert after the kickoff for the football featuring the Martin McRiden and the Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Montel Jordan. Tickets are only $20 and they're free for you. Uh-huh. Available through Ticketmaster, but that's it. So thanks for playing the game, huh? Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
Attaboy. Go have some fun and go see the Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Thank you, guys.
All of them.
Thank you, guys. Hold on a second. Well, oh, Arnold, as always...
Great. Always a pleasure. You're the tough guy with the questions, but I answer them, huh?
Yeah,
but
huh?
Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. Arnold,
yeah.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, I'll leave you and say, I'm so angry I couldn't stay longer on the Don and Mike Show. Hey, congratulations on the number one.
Oh, thank you, Arnold.
Yeah, Dankeschön.
How long has it been since you had a movie at number one?
Oh, that's not cool. That's a cool guy. You're joking. That's okay. You're joking, okay?
No, really, when's the last time you had a movie open at number one?
It's been a long time. Longer than I care to say, but maybe people tire out about it as the body sags and the nipples point down. I'm sad.
Don't be sad, Arnold.
I might cry.
Don't cry.
I can't. Don't I can't cry. Cry. I've never cried before. I won't cry now. I can't cry. I'm dumb. I'm sorry about that. It's impossible to cry.
Arnold, always remember, never forget. Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Well, I'm Incorporated. It's distributed by King World, okay? Check out my stained ass.
Thank you, Arnold. Listen, it's time for news and comments right now with Buzz. Oh, as we go into Buzz, yes. As Fez would like to do. As we enter Buzz...
the Burbank.
We do have a prize right now if you're the 100th caller. Okay? This is not the secret sound game. This is just a special call in to win. Call 100. You get a year's worth of free WWF pay-per-view.
Wow.
Man. And that starts with this Sunday night's WWF Fully Loaded.
Good.
Sunday night, 8 o'clock, Cox Communications, Comcast pay-per-view. Call now. 100th caller gets 12 WWF pay-per-view events. That's a full year's worth. And now, let's go, let's enter Buzz Burbank.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Well, here we are inside Buzz. Well, welcome.
Hey, get out of here. Hey, it's mine.
Hey. There's plenty of room in here. Buzz, what is the lead story tonight on the news and the comments?
Tonight, scientist develops a meat-eating robot.
Mm. Okay, good. Good. From inside Buzz Burbank.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up coming on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional. Hey.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Creators of Marty in the Middle. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, well, I hope that the next winner we have is from D.C. because once again, we want to thank everybody listening to us on WJFK. For the fantastic number one ratings we received today. As down as we were last week.
That's right.
When the New York numbers came out, when we were blessed with a 1.1 share, down from a 1.2 share, and we were ready to split our wrists.
Absolutely. It was very depressing.
You know, the D.C. book comes out today.
Yep.
And the wonderful people of D.C., God damn, we don't know what we'd do without you.
It's real consistency.
Really.
And we cannot express our appreciation enough.
The show is ranked number one in 32 out of 50 categories.
And, you know, we say it again, and we say that all the success of this show around the country starts right here in Washington, D.C., and we are really grateful. people, and we mean it. We really do.
We really do. Shows number one ranked overall, 18 to 49, 25 54, 18 plus,
there you go.
25 to 64. Jesus Christ, it's a great ratings book, and we thank you. We could not do it without you. A big thank you party at the Vegas Style Show next Wednesday night at Club Eclipse in D.C.
Club Element.
Club Element. What did
come
I say?
Down. Club Eclipse. Where'd that come from?
Mike, it's heat stroke. Heat.
You know, and as I was saying that to you, as I was giving you a hard time, I almost went over in the chair. Completely. Something's weird. This studio just ain't behaving right today.
Yeah. You know, they're really going to have a problem in here at some point with the equipment failing, and I'm not making this up.
No, because of the heat. The equipment's overheating.
It's over 110 degrees in the studio.
You know all the times that you've said the carts haven't been queued up? They've all been queued up. They're just locking up from heat.
Right,
as soon as they cool down, they're fine.
The cartridges, the tapes, like this cart right here.
Give on up, man, and have a meal.
Right?
And enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
Right, the cart plays. We put it in the machine. It then sits in the hot machine.
And starts to, well, at the beginning stages of melting.
Yeah. I mean, right now, I'm feeling the cartridges coming out of the machine.
Right.
They feel as warm as a McDonald's hamburger coming off the line.
And you know, if you're going to get any cool air on anything, you know, the humans are important, but get it on those machines right there.
Right. And as I mentioned, the CD covers are melting.
Right. Portable cooling unit required right now, gentlemen.
Not making it up. Not making it up. Let's get our call 100. And here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Caller 100.
Right.
All right, yeah!
Right.
All right, woo!
What's your name?
John.
Johnny, where are you calling from?
From Laurel.
Laurel, Maryland. Beautiful.
Perfect.
That's the D.C. area.
All right.
You won a year's worth of free WWF pay-per-view events. That starts with this weekend. WWF Fully Loaded, live on pay-per-view, Sunday night. You won it, 8 o'clock. Everybody else, please call Cox Communications or Comcast Pay-Per-View to order. Thank you for listening.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Two questions. One, are you all ever going to go on the net so you can listen to you on the computer?
As soon as CBS allows us to, we will.
Okay. Number two, I would like to relinquish my prizes, and in order for me to tell you how much of a dick that guy answering the phones is, the two girls are the best, but there's a real...
Mm-hmm. All right,
I hate his gut.
That'd be Charlie Broyho. But listen, it's very hot for him today also.
Very hot day, very long day. Enjoy your prizes.
Just keep your prizes and shut up.
And now Charlie Broyho's coming in with a message for you.
Hi, Charlie.
Really?
This was the other day.
Oh, well, that might have been me.
That could have been me, too, the other day.
I mean, but I haven't answered any phones today.
No, it wasn't today.
All right.
Wasn't a prick.
Well, then I guess we'll never know. There's another guy that comes in here, too. There's a guy named James that comes in here occasionally and answers the phone. And there's
James
a Billy.
Billy.
Right. Billy and James come in.
Right.
So there are actually four guys that answer the phones here.
It could have been anyone. It could have been me, Charlie Broyho, James, or Billy.
It could be any of the four. We'll try to get to the bottom of it.
Either way, just take your prize and shut up.
That's right.
I mean, we're trying to be nice to you, prick.
I mean, yeah, really. I mean, you are a ween. You win a prize. Just chill out.
Right.
I appreciate it.
You know, save the vendetta up for later and enjoy a great prize that a lot of people would want.
Hold on. God, Dickweed.
You know,
we try to be nice and give a guy a prize.
Great prize.
That does suck. But you know what? Maybe I'm being affected by the heat because I've not been bright enough to come up with the homemade conditioning here.
And I got that, you know, woozy feeling.
And Buzz's room does not smell quite as much like scrotus as this one does.
Exactly.
Maybe if we put some blue ice by Mike's butt. Every time he farted.
Hey,
right,
come on.
Okay.
Buzzy, news and comment.
This doesn't seem like a good idea at all. New Scientist magazine says a guy in Florida has invented a robot that runs on meat.
That's a movie plot.
Now, why doesn't that seem like a good idea? Well, because it could eat humans.
Right.
Well, that's not good.
Right.
We don't want that.
It's a good movie.
It is. Actually, this guy's not the inventor of a machine that turns food into electricity. That had already been done. What Stuart Wilkinson has done is make that machine small enough to fit inside a robot. He calls his robot a gastrobot. And he's named it Choo-Choo. Right now, it just eats sugar cubes. But he says he hopes to make a lawnmower robot that eats grass clippings.
Hello, Hal. I don't have a robot that would like to eat you, Buzz. It's the Fezbot.
Hey. Hey.
R2 Fez 2.
Hey.
The inventor is also aware of a gastrobot in England that eats slugs, the icky relative of a snail. Wilkinson says he's aware that giving robots a taste for meat could be dangerous to humans.
Oh, now, honey, meat is nothing to be afraid of.
Right, take it from Doris Roberts, from Everybody Loves Raymond.
She would know.
She likes meat.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Oh, baby.
That webpage that went up yesterday outlining the vote on last night's Survivor proved to be correct. The question now is, who's to blame? CBS hints that it's the fault of a hacker. In fact, we had a hacker call this show earlier today who said he was a hacker anyway.
You know, but this is where you get conflicting stories, because
right.
the story that we read in the USA Today and the Washington Post, right. New York Daily News, all that said, CBS has come out and said, hey, you know what?
Right.
We screwed up. You know, we put the wrong page up. We had to go blank for a while. And then, right at the moment, we had a hacker call today and said, he's the guy who went on the page and did it.
Right.
Buzz came in and said, oh, yes, incidentally, I forgot to mention to you guys, that, yeah, CBS now says they've changed their story.
Yeah, somebody broke into the computer.
To say they were hacked.
Right, yeah. The Associated Press, I guess, had that report, quoting a CBS spokesman saying, clearly some of our friends in the hacking community are among the biggest fans among the 25 million people who love Survivor.
And the way that they hacked it, allegedly, is that CBS already had the page loaded
ready.
In the computer, and they just went in and got it with the codes that they needed to do.
Right, and pulled it out where it said Greg would get 6 votes and Jenna would get 3 votes. So it could be a hacker. It could have just as easily been a screw-up in the network's internet department. Either way, it gives credibility to the theory launched earlier this week that Jervis will win the $500,000 when it's all over. Cyber Snoops found that his was the only picture without a red X on close examination of a web page that outlined the Survivor votes to date. A footnote about Greg, who was indeed voted off the island last night today, he became the first ex-Survivor to refuse to appear on the CBS Early Show with Bryant Gumbel.
Probably a wise move. Will he go on Letterman tonight?
I don't know.
Wow. And
the rule, they can do whatever they want. They're not required to appear on the Early Show, but if they're going to appear on any show, they have to appear on Early first.
Do you know when I actually got up this morning, and when Frieda and I were doing our workout together this morning,
right.
I said to her, she loves watching the Today Show,
right.
And I said, no, turn on CBS, because they always have the Survivor person on.
Right. And he didn't post.
They came on, and they said, well, Greg can't be with us, but instead, to discuss last night's episode, we've assembled a real fantastic panel. And they had, sitting in the studio with Bryant Gumbel, Kathy Griffin.
Right.
That annoying, bitchy redhead.
God. Why her?
Also, Tom Bergeron, the host of Hollywood Squares.
Oh, God. Oh.
And on video conference was the guy with the big teeth, Tony Robbins.
Oh, my God.
That was the expert panel. So, like, at the last minute, somebody must have said to them, oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Greg won't do the show. Quick, go through the Rolodex. Mm-hmm. Who are the most desperate celebrities willing to get on TV? Got him. Kathy Griffin, Tom Bergeron.
And Tony Robbins.
And then they also got Tony Robbins on, who has a goatee now.
Oh, really? Go to the anything for publicity file. They probably raided the green room because Kathy Griffin is the new spokesperson for the new, I guess it's Heinz ketchup, has a bottle that keeps the water from running out when you put the ketchup on your bun.
How do you
keep the water from running out of Kathy Griffin?
Exactly.
The Sopranos and The West Wing have picked up the most nominations for this year's Emmy Awards. Both were nominated for Best Drama Series along
with Pornos.
Along with ER, Law and
That's
Order,
the best.
And The
yeah.
Practice. It was good.
That was, hold on, Buzz. I might have called about Survivor here. Hello. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Well, obviously not.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say you're welcome. You've been saying thank you before. I just wanted to say you're welcome. We listen to you every day.
Oh, all right. Well, you're not calling about Survivor. Okay, thank you, though.
Okay.
Oh, I just said it again. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
How you doing?
Great, thanks.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. I heard you talking a few minutes ago about Jervis is the one that wins, and...
Jervis, not Jarvis.
Jervis. I'm sorry, I haven't really been able to watch a show, but I've seen some things, and they're saying that Rudy's the one that wins.
Right.
Everybody has a theory.
Thank you, genius. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you for that fine contribution.
Thank you.
Les Moonves calling. Everybody Loves Raymond was nominated for Best Comedy Series, along with Frasier, Friends, Will and Grace, and Sex and the City. Now, mostly actors from all those shows got the Best Actor and Actress in a Series nominations, but the mom from Malcolm in the Middle got a nod for Best Actress.
Oh, she deserves it. She really deserves it.
That's a good move. Best Supporting Actor Comedy nominations include Peter Boyle and Brad Garrett from Raymond.
They are both very, very deserving.
Right. Also on that list, Peter McNichol.
Everybody Loves Donna Mike.
From Ally McBeal.
Well.
And David Hyde Pierce from Frasier.
Fag!
The late Nancy Marchand, as a caller mentioned earlier, is among the nominees for Best Supporting Actress in a Drama.
Now that I'm dead, they can go as to their hat.
But, of course, the question we all want answered.
Yes.
How many nominations for King of Queens?
I don't see them on here anywhere, Don. I'm looking at the entire list. I don't...
Another year stiffed.
No mention of Kevin James.
Not even Stiller.
Maybe next year.
Okay.
There is absolutely no hard evidence that electronic devices...
Has Yes Dear been nominated yet?
No, I don't know.
Even though the show's not on the air yet, Yes Dear, starring Mike O'Malley, the show that will be featured on in the coming year.
Well, that would be premature.
What about Titus? Did Titus get any...
Don't see Titus on here anywhere.
Right, very good.
Okay. And there's absolutely no hard evidence that electronic devices they make you turn off pose any kind of safety risk to airline passengers.
Okay, well, before you read on, I got to tell you something.
Right.
We are on the airplane, and you're not privy to this, Mike,
right?
Because you take the train to New York, and we go up to AW. But we are on the plane because Broyhill has the phone that he plugs into his ear,
right?
And he has the microphone that hangs around his neck.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was a month ago when we were getting monthly ratings. The reason I thought is because the ratings came out today. We're getting monthly ratings, and I said to him, "What time did the numbers come out?" He said, 11 o'clock. I said, "Oh crap! Then we're going to have to wait until we get on the ground in New York to get them." And he said, "No, we're not. I leave my phone on all the time when we're on the airplane." And sure enough, we were in the air, and I got a tap on my back, and there was a note passed from Broyhill to Buzz to me that had the ratings. And I said to him when we got off the plane, "How did you do that?" And he said, "I use my phone all the time on the plane."
Oh, God.
Right.
Charlie, I think it was on during takeoff, which to a pilot is the worst possible time to be on the phone. Aviation people told lawmakers today that even though there's no hard evidence that this interferes with the airplane's equipment, the restriction should continue just in case.
Yeah, they call it the Broyhill Law.
Yeah, right.
We'll throw them off the plane next time.
All right, Buzz, hold on. Now, we do have definitely at least one more survivor call.
Okay.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike show.
Hey. Yeah, I was calling about earlier, a guy called saying that they had a picture of a tribal council with four people.
Yes.
I had a tape of it, and they really did.
That's incredible. And who are the four people, just so we know now?
It was Jervis, Sean, Colleen, and Rudy.
Those are the same four?
It showed a quick clip of them.
Wow. Same four we heard before.
It's pretty funny.
In the beginning of the show.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I know who wins the whole thing.
Of course, everybody does.
Sure.
Hey, looky here.
No, looky here. How do you know?
Because my dad works for CBS.
Really? What does your dad do for CBS?
He's in programming. I'm not going to tell you exactly because I'll end up getting fired.
Oh, you're a freaking liar.
Kiss my ass. I'm not lying. I'm telling you. You want to know?
Don't you know who this is, Don?
Who is this?
This is little Timmy Moonves.
Little Timmy. I thought it was Ricky.
It might be Ricky.
Little Ricky.
Yeah, I think it's Ricky.
Danny.
Danny Moonves.
Danny Moonves. Danny.
Hey.
Mr. Scholarship winner.
You see that big fat pig that's married to that scumbag truck driver laying on her?
Yes. Now come on.
You try to give him a head.
Hey, all right. Now are you going to tell us or what? Are you going to tell us or what?
Your daddy doesn't work for CBS.
Hey, it's not my daddy. He didn't molest me. It's my father. Thank you.
Your daddy does not work for CBS.
It's not my daddy. It's my father. He does work for CBS. For crazy.
Really?
So what did your daddy tell you?
It's Rudy that wins.
Really? And would you like to, off the air, tell me your father's name so I could call and verify, being as I work for CBS also?
No, because he'll end up losing his job.
Right.
So you say it's Rudy.
It's Rudy.
Some say Jervis, some say Rudy, some say Richard.
I'll give you my name and information off the air, and if it's not Rudy at the end, I'll come down there and I'll kiss somebody's bare ass. But if it is Rudy...
Don, I think we found out the whole reason for this call.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some guy who just wants to kiss ass. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I'm not no fag. Watch yourself.
Hey.
For Christ's sake.
Hey, did you ever notice when Jervis walks down the beach, he's got this third leg that drags through the middle? Maybe that's why he's still there.
Hey, will somebody give me the biography for Les Moonves to find out if he has a retarded son?
All right, goodbye.
Hey, you're going to piss me off if you keep that up, man.
Listen to this guy.
Freaking liar.
Hey, go away. Go away. It's very hot in here.
Goodbye. Jesus. Buzz, hold on. Got to do a break.
Okay.
And we'll be back with more right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, back to the Don and Mike Show on Hot Talk 1330 KFH.
The Don and Mike Show goes to war.
This time, no mercy on you.
Sure.
You son of a bitch.
The enemy, Jack Diamond, a.k.a.
Harvey Joel Fisher.
The Harvey Joel Fisher Pandora's box has been opened.
Everybody in the radio business hates you.
So does this war have Harvey in over his head?
I got some news for you. You're in deep water now, okay? You're swimming with the big boys now.
Don and Mike even mercifully offer the enemy a way out.
And the only way it's going to end is when you come on this show and ask us publicly to please stop talking about you.
But despite all of his tough talk, Harvey Joel pussies out just 24 hours later.
Harvey.
Good morning.
All right, well, I will accept this as your apology since you were big enough to call us.
Well, thanks again.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
The Allied forces of the Don and Mike Show prove victorious once again, keeping America safe. So remember what we've learned. Don't f*** with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. And God bless America. They'll gladly run around in circles for ye, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And now let's go back to, let's get back inside Buzz.
Hey.
We were talking about pilots telling lawmakers today that we need to continue the ban on cell phones and other electronic devices on airplanes. But one lawmaker says he thinks the airlines want to ban cell phones, so we'll have to use the expensive phones on the backs of the seats. In a test environment, though, the phones have never interfered with airplane systems. The battle of the Pepsi bottle cap is over. It dragged on for 3 long years, this fight over who gets the million-dollar winning cap, the fight between Judy Richardson, avid Pepsi drinker. And
is this related to the fight to the guy who thought he won that...
M&M?
No. Do you remember the guy who
thought he won the jet fighter
from a Pepsi bottle?
Right. That's right. It was totally bogus.
No, that was some time back. He was taking Pepsi to task for showing a jet fighter in their commercial.
Right.
Implying he thought that he could win the jet.
This is not related to that?
No, this is a whole new case. This is a fight between two people over who gets possession of a million-dollar winning Pepsi bottle cap.
Wrestle.
Judy Richardson, avid Pepsi drinker, and health food store co-worker Cindy Allen, who found the bottle Judy had purchased. Judy hadn't gotten around to opening the bottle, and she accidentally left it behind at work. Cindy found it, thought it was trash. She opened it up, poured it out, threw the bottle into the recycled bin, and just as she was about to throw away the cap, noticed the winning message. Now, the judge finally ruled in Judy's favor because the bottle was still full when Cindy found it. Therefore, says the judge, it was not trash. And therefore, says the judge, Cindy is not entitled to it. The odds of winning the million were 1 in 545 million.
I wouldn't have picked that. I would have said it would have gone the other way if the lady took off and then she did. But it was her property because it was full.
Normally, possession is 9/10 of the law, but this was a woman who claimed, hey, I took it because it was trash. Well, the judge said it wasn't trash because it was full when you found it. Obviously, the odds...
Well, somebody could throw away a full bottle of Pepsi, though.
That's true. She could, but Judy says she didn't. And it was left out on the counter, and it was...
How would you rule on that in your kangaroo court?
I would give it to the lady that found it.
That found it.
Yeah. I'd say, right, you found it, it's yours.
There you go. You got it.
Out of luck. And, Buzz, why is it... Just let me throw this out.
Okay.
Kind of Andy Rooney-esque, but I want to throw it out.
Okay.
You ever wonder, we pay $3.50 for a gallon of Pepsi.
Right.
We pay $2 for a gallon of water,
mm-hmm.
yet we're bitching about paying $1.80 for a gallon of gasoline.
That's true.
Really.
That's
very true. I know that's not funny, but that's a thought that I had. Thank you.
It's very interesting. And in other countries, they pay $4 or $5 a gallon for gas. So here again, we're complaining.
I think if we should work on some technology to get Pepsi to power automobiles.
There you go.
No, because Pepsi costs more than gasoline.
Oh,
Pepsi is $3.50 a gallon.
Maybe they're holding back some Pepsi. Like, like OPEC.
Maybe
they've got plenty of Pepsi, but they're just holding it back to drive the place.
Maybe we could get our cars to run on meat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, sweating our balls off.
Hey, I don't know if anybody's reported this to you or not, but I found a website that you might be interested in. It has an area where you can send a farewell message to Connie Lee Gifford.
Listen, next week on the show, we're going to be devoting a special segment every day to the farewell of Connie Lee Gifford.
Wonderful.
Every day next week on the show. I think we'll have it covered, but what's the address?
AmericanGreetings.AOL.com.
So it's like a serious sappy site, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, people are already getting worked up for the big farewell to Kathy Lee.
Bye-bye.
Actor Robert Patrick will be in all 20 episodes of The X-Files next season. best known as a liquid metal cyborg in Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Is this the guy who was the poker player on the Sopranos?
I believe it is the same guy. I believe that it is.
Hey, our kids go to school together, Tony. All right, give him five boxes of pasta. Five boxes of ziti.
Robert Patrick will play an FBI agent who will help Gillian Anderson's character look for the UFO-abducted Mulder, who's played by David Duchovny. Duchovny, at his request, will only be in 11 episodes next season. He'll also get more money per episode, which is part of the deal that settles his lawsuit against the X-Files' profits having to do with the Fox Network.
You know, do you think anybody's ever picked up the phone and called David Duchovny and said, yes, hello, listen, David, let me tell you something, okay? You're nothing. And when this TV show runs out, you're really going to be nothing.
Yeah,
you know, look in the mirror. Do you think you're a movie star douchebag?
I don't see the perfect storm for David Duchovny.
I don't see you in movies. I don't see you in a sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see you in a drama.
Is he still waking up next to Tia Leone?
Yes. Yeah.
Tia Leone.
Yeah.
Tia.
Yeah. And her career is as exciting as his is.
Well, that funny show she had. Chris Carter, the creator, says Mr. Patrick is not a replacement for Duchovny, an additional character. Patrick's other film credits include The Faculty, Copland, and the upcoming Texas Rangers. Mike Myers is serious about winning his case against Universal. He's just hired the same private eye who dug up dirt on the people who accused Michael Jackson of pedophilia. Mike Myers is suing Universal because Universal's suing him. He's being sued because he walked out on the making of a movie about his Saturday Night Live character, Dieter. Myers said the script was no good, even though he co-wrote it. Universal says he broke the contract. Myers is suing Universal partly for the aggressive tactics he says it used to serve him.
Do I make you horny?
The papers. Imagine hearing that your 10-year-old boy had just fallen from the roof of a 6-story building. Then imagine how you'd feel hearing, he survived. In New York's Washington Heights neighborhood yesterday, Luis Santiago was playing ball on the roof with his older brother and two cousins. He got too close to the edge.
Well, you got the name wrong, but it's Joe Artinger.
Okay.
At the beginning of this, didn't you say imagine?
Yeah, I did. Imagine what that would be like. Just imagine.
Let's all rub our chins.
We all stroke our chins.
Yes, that's right.
Stroke your chins.
Stroke your chins.
He got too close to the edge while chasing a tennis ball. At first, he was able to grab hold of the ledge, the edge of the building, and one of his cousins grabbed his leg. But
imagine that.
Then they both slipped, and the boy fell again. The cousin was left holding a sneaker. After several floors, this 10-year-old boy managed to grab a table in midair, where he dangled for 1,001, 1,002 seconds, and then fell again. Police say grabbing that wire may have saved the boy's life.
Imagine.
Just imagine.
What all the people living in harmony.
I love it when you give a tribute to John Lennon.
Ooh, ooh. You may say, I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. All we are saying,
yes,
give these a chance.
Right on.
Thank you. I was out of my mind when I married Yoko.
That was never a lyric in a song.
No, that's one that John wanted.
Should have been.
That never got out, though.
Stephen King's going back online with something the publishing business wouldn't dare try. He's using the honor system. King says he'll post his...
Good luck.
He says he'll post his new novel, The Plant, on his website and ask readers to voluntarily pay him $1 per installment. The first installment comes out Monday, the second on August 21st. Quoting him, my friends, we have a chance to become big publishing's worst nightmare.
No. I think this book should be called People Are Dicks.
Yeah.
Because he will find out what dicks people truly are.
Yeah. Kind of makes a statement as to how he values that piece that he's revealing to everybody. He'll also be bypassing the big bookseller sites that carried his last internet novel. Now, I think this is maybe his revenge against publishers and booksellers who've been taking, and probably in his opinion, more money than they're entitled to.
Not like he needs the money.
Right.
And I think he's going to find out really that and people are dicks.
I think a lot of people will steal. I think a fair number of people will pay him for it. We'll see.
Not me. I'm a dick. I'll get it for free.
Good for you.
What the hell? Why should he give Stephen King any more money? He's got plenty more than I do. One more story, Buzz.
The free books are here. The free books are here. The governor's mansion in the state of Arkansas
is a mobile home.
And that's news?
Granted, it's a triple
wide. Give me some real news, Buzz.
It's a triple wide with over 2,100 square feet.
I could clean it for ye.
It sells for well over $100,000, but yes, it's a trailer, nevertheless. The real governor's mansion is undergoing repairs that could take years to complete. According to the current governor, let the people laugh. We're laughing with you because we like the way we live.
Sure. How about a tornado, Governor?
Sure.
Buzz, thank you for the news and the comments. Sign up for a call 100 prize package selected especially for you. Call my bitches. My bitches are standing by. I'm black eyes. I'm brown. Excuse me. I'm brown eyes. I'm brown eyes.
Brown eyes.
I'm brown eyes.
You got the hand motions down.
Brown eyes. Call my bitches.
Right now. Hey.
When I try to do the rap mannerism, right. And it looks like a big homo.
Yeah.
It looks like Fez.
Hey.
Call 100 right now. Phone number 877-365-3636. Call 100.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do you realize how many guys I've coached against that either played for me or coached for me? And goddamn, I'd be an emotional wreck if I had emotions for every goddamn guy that I coach against that played or coached or whatever. I mean, hell, I've had Jimmy Cruz. And goddamn, Jimmy played for me, was a great player, and coached for me for about 8 years. Christ, I should have gone to Denver and looked at him. And goddamn, I should have been just emotionally drained for Christ's sake.
Warning, the following program features no actual coitus.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Not for a lack of trying, though. Hello, Buzz. In sports, the Washington Redskins today became the first NFL team to charge fans to watch a practice. A few other teams charge for parking or shuttle buses, but the Redskins charge $10 a head admission and $10 for parking.
That sucks on ice.
A sellout crowd was expected.
And that goes to brown ice.
Friggin' dope. But I mean, really, the people who go out there and pay for that, and I shouldn't call them friggin' dope,
no.
They don't know how boring training camp is.
Right.
I mean, to go out there and sit and watch them do jumping jacks and run through the tires.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay with it's free.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, really, $10 to get in, $10 to park your car,
right.
And they got souvenir stands set up there.
Do kids eat free?
Of course not.
Oh, bummer.
Of course not. It's the Redskins. Thank you, Mr. Snyder. Thank you. Thank you for charging to get in to training camp.
Worth it.
Thank you for charging for the scrimmage next Friday night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Thank you.
The Chicago Sun-Times says Isaiah Thomas has agreed to a 4-year, $20 million contract to coach the Indiana Pacers. The paper says the deal was sealed after Thomas agreed to sell his Continental Basketball Association to the NBA Players Association within 90 days.
You know, I'm sure I'm still on this Redskins thing. And if they had a sold-out house today,
right.
7,000 people paying $20 each,
yeah.
What, you still can't come up with the money for Stephen Davis?
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
You know, pay the star player for the team.
Here, here.
Right? You're getting all the money.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, you're bleeding us dry.
Isaiah Thomas was in Indianapolis yesterday and told a TV station he's promised not to talk to reporters about the coaching job till it's official. He did say he is interested in the job. The Pacers have no comment.
Of course, Larry Bird going on to that career in male modeling.
I wonder if Daniel Snyder's ever seen that episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns got that giant contraption where he could actually block out the sun so that he could charge the residents of Springfield for the sun.
Are we the only team charging in the entire NFL? We'll charge the entire populace of Washington, D.C. to see calisthenics.
Right. And then people, because we're such lemmings, will thank him.
Smithers, set up the souvenir stands. They'll spend their money and charge them 10% extra.
Instead of Vinny Seriato, be Vinny Smithers.
Smithers, right now, charge them for the parking. I don't care if it's in an open field.
Montgomery Snyder.
Excellent. And don't pay that star player what he wants. He'll come around. Way to go, Vinny Smithers.
Finally, in Lewis County, West Virginia, they're letting three kids come back to school this fall in spite of what the kids did. What they did was run an X-rated video on the school's public access channel for over 20 minutes.
Do you find me, Lewis,
annoying.
Expel that man.
He called today, incidentally. Called in the office. I would not take the call. Mike is my witness.
I was sitting there when you didn't take the call.
Would not take the call.
The kids would have run the X-rated movie longer if school officials hadn't literally cut the feeder cable. The students were suspended and told they could be expelled, but the school board decided to let them come back in the fall because, according to the principal, they're good students who didn't realize the consequences of their actions.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Sure. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Just the pornos.
I'm a Don and Mike show.
No! Yes. Hey! That's it. We've got to go. I know it's only Thursday, but have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
Don't be mad at us. Be mad at the dirt.
Right.
We'll be back on Tuesday with a new episode. Time now for Call 100. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I am a hot caller 100.
Right. What's your name?
Steve.
Steve, where are you from?
From Seattle.
Steve from Seattle, caller number 100, and you have won the Kid Prize Pack, courtesy of Disney's The Kid. Showing now at AMC Theaters, check your paper for Showtime's Voices, Movie Vault, and the Nick at Night Prize Pack. Tonight it's Brady Bunch Thursday.
Yay. All right.
Nick at Night. Plus, you've won the WWF Prize Pack, WWF Fully Loaded, live on pay-per-view, Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Everybody else call Cox Communications or Comcast pay-per-view to order. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys, and keep cool.
All right, we're trying. Thank you.
Stay cool.
Stay cool,
guys.
Everybody, keep cool.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
There you go. Well, we're out on the sauna now. Again, DC, thank you for the great number one rating.
Yeah.
Big party next Wednesday night at Club Element.
Yeah.
DC, across the street from MCI Center. Gigantic Las Vegas style show. Las Vegas style show. God damn, it's hot in here. I think really you have no idea how hot it is in here.
Absolutely. It's very, very warm.
Las Vegas style show next Wednesday night. We'll talk about it then. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And look at that. Even after we announced today that the show would run on time, we're still running late.
Didn't
like
work,
we always do. We just can't help it. Rob. Robbie, there you go with your beret. Please throw your beret in the air. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it and
Mike, let's take our Tiffany glassware and get out of here.
See you later. So long, everybody.
Hey.
Till we meet again. Let me go to see you saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.